Blog Talk Radio.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, here we go. The show finally, the show is calmed down real slow. They must be like Ernie, getting old. So anyway, Proud Warriors, go ahead and let's get Ernie on here. And Brother D got some dumb stuff to talk about later on, boy. Anyway, get Ernie out of here, man. Come on, come on, D. Come on in here. You and Tim Allen.
Amen, amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Here we are again, blessed to be able to come together, listen to Brother Ernie give us some tech talk and tips on speed, nitrous, safety. And if you feel like I feel, you should be truly glad to have a brother, a friend, a confidant that would that think enough of you to give his all to you. So I'm going to ask my brother if he would come in and ask the Lord to continue to bless our brother as he have done in the past, and praying that he will continue to do in the future, that he will be able to continue to do what he loves to do so well. Let's discuss this game we love with us. Brother Tim, will you please?
Okay, no problem. Brother D, we're going next week, we're going to have to hear you do a prayer because I enjoy hearing you too. So anyway, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you saying thank you for another good day. Thank you for being our God and allowing us to be your people. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us each and every day of our lives. And we especially thank you right now, Lord, that you allow Brother Ernie to come in and be our friend and let us know when we're messing up. Father God, we thank you that he had a mind to open a business to help supply us with the things that we need. We ask that, Lord, that you would bless his business and that he'll see the fruit of his labor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you would bless his family and his wife and give him good health and strength and sound mind, and keep Brother Ernie in good health and strength and a sound mind, and continue to bless him, Lord. Continue to let him have a kind and heart and have a mind to make sure that we're safe and that we're provided for. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And each and every one of us should be honored and feel grateful to have a friend like Ernie in our lives. And we just say thank you and continue to bless him and strengthen him. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Brother D or Brother Dog.
Amen.
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 All right, we
amen.
Appreciate that. Right. All right, appreciate that. We'll get this thing rolling here. Y'all finna get this thing rolling and see what's going on. It's raining over here, too. It's going to rain. It's raining over here.
Hey, what's happening? This is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems, your one-source supply of any parts you need. You got to go nowhere else. Where else would you get to speak to somebody like me for the fun of it? What's happening? 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Give me a call. Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida, Silverback Streams, of all your TV needs. I think that's a Logman. I was going to get Logman. All right. What's going on this weekend? Of course, as we'll start the morning report, there's no good news for the traction additive. The price of fuel, as far as racing fuel, has stabilized till I think the end of this month, and I think there's going to be another increase at the end of this month. So if you need any fuel now, you predicted what you might need, you might want to get it ordered. Buy it by the 55-gallon drums. It's going to be a whole lot cheaper. And get a couple people together and see if you can get enough to make it an order where you get freight paid. And freight is a major expense in the fuel business. There was three racers killed this weekend. They weren't all drag racers, but, you know, it's when we go out there racing, you're going to have to keep it in your mind that you got to be safe. Dunkmaster totaled one of his cars. And watching the video of it, it got out there about three-quarter track. Looked like he was running a little bit behind, got back into it, and there wasn't no traction down there. Tracks are not prepping like they used to. You need to pay attention to what's going on. You need to walk down to the track. See, watch where they're spraying. Watch how much they're spraying. You know, it used to be we used to get tired of that damn tractor going up and down the track. Now you better start paying attention to it. So they're doing a 60-foot, maybe 100-foot, and then they kind of peter it out, big end of the track, may or may not get anything. So if you're making a lot of power, the problem is going to be on the big end of the track, and that's the least place that you want a traction problem. So you're going to go into a wall. There's just no way about it. The car's going to get out of shape. The center of gravity is going to shift, and it's going to go in the way that it was last pointed. You can slam on brakes, but that's not going to do you any good because most of the time your front brakes lock up, and when that happens, you have no steering. So at that point, inertia takes over, and you hit what you're going to hit. So be careful. With the traction additive deal, it may be next year before any volume comes available. You might run down a pail or two, a drum or two, but it is really down to the short numbers. So when you see a track that's advertising a race, a big race, try to find out how they're prepping the track. If you're going to be driving 500 miles to get to a race, you at least ought to know that when you get to the race that the track is going to be prepped in a manner that you would expect. Or if they're cutting back on the prep, then you need to expect that. Yeah, I know it's drag racing. Yeah, I know that everybody's supposed to be able to go out there and make a pass down the track and then come back, make their adjustments, and make a patent and go down the track. And all of them look absolutely beautiful. Doesn't happen. You know, you tend to get a car straightened out on the starting line, it kind of messes up on the big end. You get it straightened up on the big end, it kind of messes up on the starting line. Yeah, that's what your suspension and all your adjustments are supposed to help take care of. But then there's just things that are out of your hand. You know, hot weather. Texas just had 100 days of 100-plus temperature. The tracks are hot. Not only are the tracks hot, they've been hot now for a long time. The oils, the tars, and everything start leaching up out of that. Now, if you get a little rain, it's going to make the tracks really dangerous. If you get a lot of rain, it tends to want to wash that stuff away and get it off the track surface. Up there in Kentucky, Tennessee area, they got floods everywhere. It's just a rough time out there. So be safe. Pay attention to your safety equipment. Don't cut no corners. You need everything you can get. And it's not necessary to you. It could be the guy in the other lane. So be careful out there. A couple of things. One, had a gentleman, a racer, running a brake line. You know, it's running that quarter-inch line from the front to the back. You're doing a pretty good job, he said. And I was on the phone with him. And by the time I heard him let out a yelp, yeah, he had run that metal line right into the positive of the battery. If you're going to work on your car, I don't care what it is, disconnect the negative wire, the ground wire, on your battery. Don't take the positive wire off. Take off the ground. You take off the ground, everything in the car is safe. Also, if you take off the ground, you take less chance of screwing up your ignition and anything else that has a computer or electric circuit in it, because when you put it back on, it goes to the 12-volt battery, and the battery acts as a surge bank. You don't get any spikes. If you take off the positive wire and you go back into it, now there's no battery to accept it because it's putting the voltage out. You can short-circuit your computers, everything else. Always disconnect the ground wire, especially if you're working on, well, anything where you may go close to the starter motors, pump motors, it kills everything. Be safe when you're doing that. You can get really hurt. You know, that's a 12-volt battery. It ain't going to hurt you. Let me tell you something. You take a 12-volt battery and you get a piece of metal shorting across that battery. Battery's got 1,000 cold cranking amps. Let me tell you something. That's a lot of heat when you short circuit that. It'll burn you to the point that you can't open your hands. I know people that have cross circuited with a wrench, and they had the print of Craftsman in the palm of their hand, and they had to go to the doctor and go through some rehabilitation, soaking their hand and getting their hands pulled back out because of the scar tissue. It happens so fast. You drop a wrench, it's so fast. Working on it, disconnect the negative wire. You accidentally can't get back on there. So pay attention. Any good news? No. Holly stock today lost 50%. Now, that'll break your back. I think it was actually 49.17% at midday today. What does that mean to y'all? Well, like every other major company is leveraged. They use stocks and bonds. Stocks and bonds is what municipalities use. But they sell parts of their stock. Money comes in and allows them to do business. When that price of the stock goes down, means that they can't borrow the money to buy the equipment. It's not a good thing, especially this time of the year. But it's just a screwed up mess that we got right now. You know, I don't know how are we going to get out of it. I wish the politicians would quit being politicians and work for the people. I'm tired of these people working for themselves. You know, it seems like you send them up there just to, so they can be millionaires and then don't care one way or the other. I don't know if Congress has even got to pass a bill this year. If it has, it's cost us something. But that's politics. I guess I should, dog says, never talk discuss politics or taxes. But that's what it is. Well, dog, what you got going?
It's politics and religion, Ernie, but that you did pretty good, though. Before we get started, Big Tim House got a question, but I'll get to him later. Ernie, that wasn't on a Dunk Master's car. That was just his show. It was a Dunk Master show. It was one of the big rim cars, but it wasn't Dunk Master car, though, Ernie.
Ah, okay.
It was another guy.
It was a pretty car. It was a Hurst Oldsmobile.
Oh yeah. And old Matt Ryan, one of the guys from around our area, he did the roll cage and everything in it. And that roll cage did its job, honey. A lot of people don't realize them roll cages, like I said, if you got a race car, don't care how fast it is or how slow it is, if you got it on the track, you'll help yourself by at least having a roll cage in there, a hoop or something, honey. You need something in there, honey. Right or wrong about that?
Oh, that's absolutely perfect. You need the right roll cage for the speed you intend to be going. You need to make sure all the bars are put in there, and they need to be welded 360 degrees. You don't try to make a car as light as you can by making the tubing as skinny as you can. Yeah, it'll look the same, but it ain't gonna save you. A good roll cage will save your life. Back to you, sir.
Now, Ernie, just like I told you, we just had a pop-up shower, Ernie. If you happen to have a pull in your car or open trailer and a shower come up or you go through some rain or something, Ernie, how does the water get – now, if you got your carburetor and everything covered, the carburetor covered up, Ernie, how does the water get into your motor to get to your plugs or anywhere where it's sort of like, you know, what they want to call it, vapor lock or a hyper lock or something? How does water get in? How does water get in your motor, Ernie?
Well – What you're talking about is hydraulic lock, and that's when you get a cylinder that's got a liquid in it, whether it's water or whether it's fuel or anything. Amount of liquid gets in there, you're coming around,
right. And
you can't compress a liquid. When you try to do it, it'll end up breaking the rod or crushing the bearings. When you're going down the road in an open trailer, I don't care how much you try to keep water out of something. It's an open trailer. I mean, you're going down the road 80 miles an hour. If I told you to park your car outside in a hurricane with 80-mile-an-hour wind and hard rain, would you go out there and put a shower cap over your distributor and your carburetor, or would you expect water to get in it? You know, you got crankcase ventilators. You got all these other things that get pressurized, and they can pull water into the motor. If you've gone through rainstorms or anything like that, when you get to the track, roll the car off. Don't crank it up. Get the spark plugs out. Spin it over. Make sure there's nothing in the cylinders. And then pull your distributor cap off. I think we went over this last week. WD-40 down in there. Clean everything out. Wipe it out. Put it back on. WD-40, spray WD-40 down your wires, everything else, put your spark plugs back in, spin the car over, you know, hold the start button, give it a little gas, and after about 10 revolutions, turn on the ignition. Make sure your ignition is never turned on before the motor is spinning. If you turn it on first and you have liquid, I'll say gasoline, a nitrous charge, anything in a cylinder, all it takes is you turning that switch on, and a spark can go to the spark plug. If it happens to be in the right situation, boom. By leaving the ignition turned off, spinning the motor over, then turning it on, the motor is already spinning up to speed, it's cleared out all the cylinders. And then when you turn on the ignition, the starter is not having to bring it from a dead stop. It's firing at speed, so you don't have a problem with it trying to lock the starter up. So keep it as waterproof as you can, but expect water to get into it. Now, if you're pulling with an open trailer, make sure your electronics inside your car aren't wet, because you know the drag cars, man, they don't have steel plates and all this other stuff. They've got it's kind of light, bare basic stuff. So you don't want to get any water in on your electronics, especially down by the windshield where the water can come in that way, get into your grid. Boy, you got a real problem then. So cover it up, protect it as best you can. Back to you, sir.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Sounds good, Ernie. Good shit. Good stuff. Good stuff. Big Al, come on in here, Tim House. What you got for Big Ernie? Tim House.
All righty. Thank you, dog. Hey, Ernie, we talked about this before, But I don't know if we ever said what you can do to correct the problem. And I'm just asking, if you got a car that's wide open and you're going down and something go wrong and you reach up and hit the kill switch, and we were talking about, well, you might get some run on or something like that, but I don't remember it exactly. But what can we, what happens then, Ernie, and what can we do about correcting, since you were talking about the battery being disconnected? I thought about that. You know, if you're running real fast and something go wrong and you reach up and hit the kill switch to shut it off, and it don't shut off, or it should shut off, or if it doesn't, what can we do to correct the problem, Ernie? Because I wanted to know that.
Ooh.
Dimension.
If for some reason, like you leave the starting line on a normal pass, we're talking 4 seconds, four to six seconds for the faster cars. You've left the starting line, so you already lost one or two of those seconds. So everything's going to happen in 1 to 2 seconds. You raise your foot, it doesn't stop. First thing you want to do is kill the ignition. Just reach your hand and turn the master off, and you got to do it fast. You want to get your parachute out. You want to kill that master. You want the engine to stop running. Don't kick it in neutral. Now, a lot of the transmissions have what called whirlaways in them, and where the rear end dislocates or disconnects, and the motor doesn't pull it down. But one of the biggest problems of cars running over is that the throttle cable or throttle rod is hung up on a carburetor base pan, or it gets over-centered on one of the levers and it can't return. Sanctioned body say you should have 2 return springs on your carburetor. It doesn't say on the link. It just says on the carburetor. 2 springs to pull it back. We've discussed, you know, toe tags. So if you, for some reason, you can raise your foot up and get it off. But you only have 2 seconds to think of all these things. So first thing is get the motor turned off. All right, that's going to turn the fuel pump off. That's going to turn the ignition off. The motor is going to instantly start pulling down. You're traveling at a pretty good clip. Taking the car, don't touch the brakes. It's going to be one of the worst things. So get your parachute out, and if you're going to touch the brakes, do light touches on the brakes. Don't jam your brakes. You jam your brakes, you have no steering. Take the car and go left to right, scrubbing the speed. Those big drag slicks, and I don't mean making hard moves. I'm talking about drive it left and right. That's going to scrub speed. You're going to run out of track. And when you have realized that you are there, you are, do not try to drive around the runout area. The runout area is there for a reason. I have seen so many cars destroyed because the people were afraid to go into the runout area, so they made a hard turn to go around it. And they rolled the car.
Mm-hmm.
Runout area is pea gravel. It's designed for you to go in and dig in and settle in, bring the car to a stop. You guys that drive big rigs, you see the mountain runoff areas. That's the same thing in shutdown area. It's a safe point. You've scrubbed as much as you can scrub off. Yes, you're going to have some damage to the car. It's not, 99.99% of the time, it's not going to kill you. You make that one of those stupid movements of trying to drive around, and you can take a good chance of getting killed. I've seen people go through woods, through chain link fences, swamps, over ditches, into railroad tracks. You've got to have in the back of your head that, what am I going to do if this thing doesn't shut off? I fabricated a We came up with a complete system shutdown. It was a big button. You could hit it, and it shut everything off. Nobody wanted it. Oh, I don't need that. I got that toggle switch up there. Okay, you got a toggle switch up there. And you're never going to need it. Hopefully you're never, this is something you hope you're never going to need. But if you do need it, you need it to work right now and get everything shut down as fast as possible. Because remember, once you hit something, your battery is still hooked up. If you've got a fuel tank out front, probably the first thing that's going to happen is that fuel tank is going to rupture. Now, if it ruptures and you're going through the shutdown area, normally that fuel is going to get absorbed, majority of it, into the shutdown area. But it's still going to come back against your pipes. Expect a fire. You've got to know how to get out of that car. This is where your safety equipment comes in. And you testing yourself, prove to yourself that you can get out of your car. I mean, you can open the door and step out and take your time, but this is an emergency. Can you get out of your car in an emergency? I've seen some heavyweight fellas like me that you almost had to grease their sides and butt to get them in. And to get them out, it almost takes a record. You can't be that way. You got to have a car that fits you, you're comfortable. You can get in and out. There are no escape hatches on these cars. Kind of wish there was. You know, they want the funny car cages, but they don't want the funny car escape hatch. I kind of like the funny car escape hatch. I've used them. They work real good. Back to you, sir.
Yeah, Ernie. Okay, now what happens, Ernie, if I don't know if the car is not wired properly or not grounded properly, but if you reach up and you hit the toggle switch and kill everything and it doesn't kill it, then what's wrong, Ernie? How can we fix it? Because, you know,
what happens there is that you have your electric fan, your water pump, anything with a DC motor. You do not have it wired through a relay. If you have the fan's on your radiator. If you turn on the switch and it turns on that fan and it runs, if you crank up the car and go to turn it off, if that motor's running, your car can run on because the motor becomes a generator. And that generator's going to back feed power into the electrical system, and it can keep your car going. You always want all your accessory items on relays. Your switches control the relays control all your loads. That way there's no way that you can get a feedback coming from a DC motor to cause your car to run up. Back to you, sir.
All righty, Ernie. Well, thank you, because I didn't know if it was grounded properly or not. Go ahead,
there you go. Ernie, this question is for Tim House, but you can hit him out, though. Y'all got to be nice, though. This question is for Tim House, Ernie, but you can hit him out after he says something. Tim House, I done got several questions. They said every week you come over here and ask a question. They said a man that's got a race car like you, do you really just be asking them questions to be talking, or you really just don't know? They want to know, Tim House.
Well, I like to, how would I say, figure out what Ernie know, and quite naturally, if you keep your mouth shut sometimes, you can hear and you can learn. So I'm always learning, and I know, and they got to know, I was running pretty fast by myself with my own car, and I work on it myself. So they know that. They just asking the question. So,
what you got to tell them? Can you hit me out, Ernie? Hold up, Tim. Can you hit me out a little bit, Ernie?
Yes, I can. Tim is a good racer. He's knowledgeable. He asks a lot of questions that other racers are afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect him immensely for that, because
right.
if you don't ask the question, you can't get an answer, an honest answer. So, yeah, he knows what's going on. A lot of his questions are not maybe to clarify something that he's doing, but it's also to ask so that the other people can learn from what he knows.
Good report, honey.
He's pretty smart on what he's doing.
Good report, honey. Good
yeah,
report.
We got a lot of questions from a lot of people, and I appreciate
right.
every question, because I learn from your question. Every time that somebody asks a question, it goes into my memory bank, and I can go, yeah, okay, we had this, we had that. Racer had that problem. He called me back, said they got it fixed. What did he do? The next time somebody has that problem, it gives me the ability to help them. But yeah,
right.
I appreciate asking the questions he does.
All right. Well, I apologize. I want to apologize to Flop. Okay, I want to apologize to Flop. I couldn't answer your phone today, Flop. They had my phone overloaded. But, Flop, you got to call me on my goal, Flop. Come on in.
No, dog. I was going to jump in and help Tim, too, on the question. But I was – and Ernie nailed it. Ernie nailed it to a T. Tim is very knowledgeable. A lot of times he asks questions to help others or to satisfy others. He knows quite a bit himself, but at times he's like any of us. Dog, I could be on my way to your house for the 100th time, and I say, hey, dog, don't I make a right up here? Yeah, Flop, make a right up here. You know, it's just sometimes you need that little bit of reinforcement on what you're doing, and Ernie provides that for not only Tim but myself and others. And like I said, Ernie said, Tim asks a lot of times to resolve issues that we may or may not have on the morning show, or we have tech talk over there as well. And a lot of times, Tim, you know, his input is greatly appreciated. So, you know, it's not just that Tim is a dumbass and he don't know, because he knows a whole lot.
Okay.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you, Flop. Ernie, you appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. All right,
I appreciate
Flop.
It, Flop.
Ernie, this is another question coming in. We done answered it 100 times, but like we always said, maybe we got different audiences in different days. And Ernie, they want to know the pros and cons of headers, side exit headers, and under the car headers. They want to know the pros and cons of that, Ernie.
Okay. You know, you got a race car and you got a motor in it. One thing you got to do is be able to get the exhaust out of the motor area, and preferably that's the main thing, is you getting the exhaust out of where it doesn't create a problem. Now, most cars are designed for free flowing exhaust, so they would flow out of the heads, down under the car, mufflers, all that stuff. Race cars have gotten so low in the chassis so much that getting under the car can be a problem. So they come out with the side exit headers, the front exit headers. I made mention a couple years ago, you know, somebody ought to turn them straight up and come straight up through the hood. Okay, now we got people running straight up through the hood. So is one better than the other? What I dislike about side exit headers is you've got a flame coming out the side of that thing, you know, doing a burnout. And with spectators packing around the starting lines as hard as they do, I have seen people get burnt bad with header flames. You know, you're doing a burnout, you're turning 5,500, 6,000 RPMs, you're shifting gears, the car's moving, it's under load, flames are coming out the side. Flames, heat, and pressure. You go through that crowd, and you're looking to get burned. Which header is better than the next? In a tremendous amount of dyno testing, with different arrangement. I'm talking about a mule motor. We're going to change headers, long tube, short tube, extensions, collectors, all this other stuff. How did it affect the motors? And the motor that they were using happened to be an LS motor. So, you know, you can swap the headers left to right and go under the car, or go out the front of the car, all kind of things. It didn't make any difference per se at all until they put a long tube set of headers on it with about an 18-inch collector. It picked up about 18 horsepower. A motor has to have back pressure to work properly. That back pressure is, you know, scavenging effect of other cylinders and everything else. So in overall testing procedures where everything was mapped, dyno tested, temperatures, everything, down tube headers with an 18-inch collector worked better than anything else. But, like I say, the rules say you cannot have anything hang 3 inches below the car. Well, excuse me. You have to have clear space of 3 inches behind the wheel. So you, in these cars today, you drop them down, you can't get them out. The safest thing is the upright headers. They're probably going to make a little bit more power. After that, it doesn't matter. You're not going to notice an advantage or a disadvantage. You've got to look at the danger factor. And if the tracks are keeping the people away from the cars, they've been doing a pretty good job. On some of these bigger races, they're getting sloppy about it. But most of them are keeping them pretty clean. I don't see a problem. But can you imagine doing a burnout and you kick a rod out or bust a cylinder wall and all that oil and stuff going out into the crowd? I mean, they're not 12 inches away from it. So that's the biggest problem with the side exit stuff. Back to you, though.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Hold on a minute. Mr. Spider Monkey, your mic open. Did that answer your question? Mr. Spider Monkey, can you hear me? Mr. Spider Monkey, can you hear me? Did that answer your question? Okay, he sent the question in, Ernie, and he's going to be listening. I just wanted to.
Oh, okay.
All right, Ernie. Ernie, in that situation, Ernie, we seen a car that this past week that had some little motorcycle headers on there, Ernie. Did you just say that smaller the is sometimes the back pressure makes more power? Did you say that, Ernie?
The smaller the collector, the smaller the pipe, the more torque it's going to make. Now, you've got to have enough to keep the combustion going. But if you're running a inch and 5/8 header on a small block, it's going to produce more bottom end power than an inch and 3/4 header. An inch and 3/4 header is going to supply more top end power and give you a cleaner transition where the torque and the horsepower cross over because it's breathing better. But the shorter the header, the more the top end. The longer the header, the more the bottom end. The smaller the header, the more bottom end. The bigger the header, more top end. Raise the carburetor, more bottom end. Lower the carburetor, more top end. Everything you do to a car affects something else on that car. Back to you, sir.
Good report. Ernie, on headers now. And since it's raining, now, Ernie, I saw where a shower come through there, and I go by some people's car, and they hit them, you know, eat the side pipes. They done rusted like a big dog, and I go by others, and it don't seem to have no. Does the header design or the header material make some headers rust more than other headers, Ernie?
Your header material, and if you've had it coated, now you get raw metal, just carbon steel. You made a set of headers out of it. Okay, they're going to work. But as soon as you fire them up and that oil coating burns off, now you've got raw metal. it's going to get water on it, it's going to get oil on it, and it's going to rust. A carbon steel header that has been HPC coated, it doesn't transfer the heat. It doesn't get as hot on the outside. It transfers more heat out the pipe. It doesn't rust. You can't weld on it. Once you get it coated, it changes the molecular strength of molecular makeup of the metal. You can't even weld on it. It does real good. A lot of the guys today are making stainless steel headers. Now, stainless steel headers, they're beautiful. They work good. They don't rust. So you don't have a problem like that. It takes a specialist to make the stainless steel headers. Well, I take that back. It takes somebody that knows what's going on to make a set of headers. You can order a set from Hedman Headers, Summit Racing, Hooker. A dozen places make headers. And they'll make a header that'll fit just about any combination, an LS and a Mustang, a Ford motor and a Camaro. It seems like they already got that stuff worked out. So the rust is just that. It's the cost of the metal, cost of your header setup. Is it coated? You can take a cheap set of headers and have them coated, and they'll last a long time. What was the name of those headers? There was a set of headers that Honest Charlie sold. You can get them in coated or uncoated. They were like $20 difference. But the coated headers will last 2 to 3 times longer. So the coating is going to make your stuff last longer. Raw pipes, Hooker headers was, to me, one of always the best headers. But because they would go in there where the joints were made and they would polish them out, and you got a really nice set of headers. No flow restrictions. But in cleaning all that stuff out, you would get into sections where the metal was thinned out a little bit. And then 3 months down the road, you got a header leak. So you had to go back over and weld it up. Headers are not a confusing thing. It's more of what do you want and what fits your situation. And what fits your wallet? I mean, you can run a $3,000 set of headers on a $500 car. It's what you want and what your ability to buy the part that you want. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. If you cover this question, Ernie, I'm gonna have to give you an extra 2 minutes of talk time, Ernie. Wrapping headers, Ernie.
Yeah.
The pros and cons are wrapping headers, Ernie. If you get the right answer, I mean, you know, if you get what I want to hear, I'm going to have to kiss you. Wrapping headers, Ernie. The pros and cons are wrapping headers.
Okay, I'm going to answer the question, but I ain't going to kiss you. you too old for me. Wrapping headers. What that is basically they take it started out with an asbestos cloth that had gone over to fiberglass or carbon fiber wrap, and it keeps the heat from getting into the engine compartment. Now, some of the extra benefits of it being wrapped is that if you reach in and happen to hit a header or something, it's not going to burn your butt up. But you got to remember that the wrap is taking up room. And if you wrap it all the way up, you're going to start having some problems getting to your spark plugs. Now, in a drag car, if you're running a turbocharger, I'm going to say you're probably going to notice some difference in that because they produce so much heat on the pipes. You've seen dyno pulls of them, I mean, where they just turn absolutely white hot. You don't want that in and around the engine. if you're going to wrap your pipes, best thing to do is you soak your wrap, and that way you can pull it tight enough. Use safety wire or stainless steel wire ties, pull them down. But in the average race car, it is not worth the time or the effort to do it. Now, you see a lot of motorcycles, especially Harley-Davidsons, wrap their pipes. The reason why they do that, because that sucker is going to burn your calf. And if you ride that Harley long enough, it's going to get hot even wrapped. It's uncomfortable. In Winston Cup, NASCAR, those guys, yeah, they're running 500 miles. They got it here again. They're trying to keep as much heat out as they can. Is it a safety thing? It could stop an oil fire. But as far as a performance gain, no. I think it's a pullover from other motorsports venues that has come into drag racing. I think you could coach your hitters and be better off. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, you didn't answer my question. I thought you were going to answer, Ernie. I had a guy that wrapped his hitters, and you might have known him on Rupert's with that old truck, that old pickup truck Rupert's had. He wrapped his hitters. Oh, he was the first one I ever seen wrap hitters. Ernie, when he took the wrap off there, wasn't in there but the damn wrap. The damn hitters had rusted out in there, Ernie.
Well, yeah. I mean, this wrap, when you put it on wet, it forms to the tube, and it is fireproof. Now, if he happened to be building up any pressure, it would have blown through. But, your pipes are going to rust, and you're right. I've seen holes in pipes, and it covered them up. That's a disadvantage. You need to see that hole, because if you got a hole, it's also sucking air, which can cause you to, depending on where the hole is, to burn a valve. So, yeah, you're right. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Ernie. This is a question you and Tim House ain't going to like this question. Me and Flop might like it a little bit. Tim House in his car. Just made a good pass and went straight as an arrow. Everything was okay. I got in Tim House's car, and the car going all sideways and crooked. Why is that, Ernie?
The difference is going to be if you're not that much weight difference, then we're going to take out that equation. Usually the biggest difference in drivers is the way they hold the steering wheel and control the car. Always put your left elbow on the window sill. Hold up steering wheel at I got digital clock, so I can't tell. That would be in the 9 o'clock position. Do everything else with your right hand. Now, when you get ready to stage, you're going to go in there and you're going to get your buttons. Never move that left elbow. When you turn the button loose, with that elbow being there, it gives you a solid point to control your steering wheel. Where people have problems is they'll go out there and move the steering wheel. The car leaves, they pull the steering wheel down. Well, that means the car is going to go one way, and then they overcorrect, and it goes the other, and then you get all over the place. Keeping that left arm in one position and driving the car with the other hand is going to solve the problems with drivers majority of the time. Back to you,
Ernie. Now, Ernie, you started off with the perfect answer. I was just going to ask you, how much weight difference does it take before you have to rescale a car? I was doing that because Tim House, Tim House probably 200 pounds more than me, so I figured the car was going to, will scale for him. If I got it, it's going to be different, Ernie. That's what I was trying to get you to talk about, the scaling the car on the weight difference.
You're on the weight difference,
uh-huh.
in the seat, a light driver versus a heavier driver, let's say 150 pounds differs. That's just good enough.
Right. Okay.
The car is scaled for the light driver. I put my big butt in it. I'm going to expect that car to handle a little funky leaving the start line. You got to remember, when the car leaves the starting line, it tries to lift that left front. Well, when you get all your adjustments set right, your anti-rotation bar and everything else, it tries to lift everything up square. All right? So that way it's set for you. But if I'm in there, it's going to try to lift up, but it's going to try to tip that right front tire down a little bit. So I'm going to expect the car possibly to go to the right a little bit when it comes down or when it starts transferring the weight, because it's going to come down first. Actually, it's going to be going to the left. So it's going to touch down first, and it's going to make the car go left. Expect that. But here again, locking your elbow in is going to help alleviate that, because you're not trying to drive the car off the starting line. That is one place that you never drive the car. You hold on, you hold it straight, and you go. Everything else, then you start driving it from about 60 foot out. Back to you, sir.
All right, good report. All right, Ernie. I got just a regular car. Just got a normal, regular car. I'm going to say a five-gallon gas, gas tank, what you want to call it, what you call it. Ernie, got a five-gallon fuel cell, if I got a five-gallon fuel cell, Ernie, how much gas should I run in the fuel cell? Why? And give me all the things on that. How much gas should I run in the fuel cell? The fuel cell is in the back, Ernie. The fuel cell in the back.
You need to run about 2.5 to 3 gallons. We want enough in there that you're not going to run out of gas, but we also want enough so that as you're running down the track, you don't want it to get low enough to create cavitation with the fuel pump, sucking the fuel out. It's like pulling the plug on the bathtub. You see a little circle going down, and all of a sudden, look. Well, that's when it cavitates your fuel pump, and you start having problems. So 2.5 to 3 gallons and a 5 gallon cell is usually more than enough, especially in 8 mile racing. Now, if you're running quarter mile, I might go 3, 3.5, but I would never top it off. You know, you top it off, yourself will get slush coming out of the vent. You're carrying 10. Well, you carry, that's about 8 pounds a gallon. You're carrying about 20 pounds more than you really need to. So as much money as you spend in saving weight, don't put it back in places you don't need it. And a 5 gallon cell is a pretty big cell. Most of the guys are running 2.5 to 3 gallons. But now if you got a street car, a lot of these guys are out there with street cars that's got 20 gallon tanks. How much fuel do you need to run in those? If you've got a sump in your big tank, you need to run at least 5 gallons or a quarter of a tank of fuel, because it's stretched out over a bigger area, and you want your pickup to come out of the back bottom of the tank. So when the car accelerates, that wave that's slushing back to the back of the tank is going to keep that sump full, and your acceleration is going to keep the fuel back to the back of the tank. So a quarter of a tank with a regular car. I mean, don't go out there with a full tank. You're carrying a whole lot of fuel, a lot of weight that you don't need. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, let's reverse it then. I got a fuel cell up front, a 3 gallon fuel cell up front. How much gas should I run in it? I got an up front fuel cell now with a 3 gallon one, Ernie. How much should I run in it?
On those, most of those guys are running a gallon and a half to 2 gallons. A 3 gallon one would actually be fairly large. If you're going to run a 3 gallon fuel cell, I would say no more than about 2 gallons of fuel. But then a lot of those guys are going to use the front-mounted fuel cell for ballast of what they're doing. They're going to add or subtract fuel just the way the car responds. If they need to keep the front end down a little bit or they need to give it a little bit more. So they have a level that they're working with as a standard, and then they add and subtract for how much front end lift they want or if they want to take some of that off of it. So it's a tuning aid there.
Ernie, you almost messed up my second question, but I'm going to answer direct because you mentioned it, but you might not know what you mentioned. The second question, Paul, you see some of them got the fuel cell directly in the front, some got them over to the side and all this thing. Does the placement make a difference, Ernie? Does placement make a difference?
Placement is not going to make a difference as long as that placement was figured out when you scale the car.
Uh-huh,
now, the reason why they're left or right or wherever, I mean, you got a turbocharger, supercharger, all this other stuff, you don't have all that room, you got to work around it. So as long as the scaling was done in the location it's at, does not affect anything. But here again, you're going to be working with a standard depth of fuel. And that's a consistent, like I said, if you're going to run 2 gallons, okay, we got 2 gallons in there. We're going to check it every time, make sure we're at 2 gallons. We don't want 2.5. We don't want 1 3/4. And that's going to be your standard. And then you can use that for tuning your car. Back to you, sir.
Good damn show, Ernie. Good show. This is the last question, Ernie, before we get out of here. Ernie, you know, a lot of when you change your plugs, Ernie, you put your wires on, you know, normally, I would say 90% of the time, when you push your plug up on there, your rubber plug over there, you can hear it kind of click, Ernie. Now, Ernie, what if it's on there snug, but it don't click? Is it still going to work right, Ernie, or is it going to be misfire, Ernie?
You're going to have misfire. If it doesn't lock in place, that means that the rubber has gone in and the electrical connection is not made to the end of the spark plug. So it's actually jumping a gap inside of that boot. And by jumping that boot right there, you're going to lose 20 to 30% of the electrical power going to your spark plugs. Here again, this is another easy thing to do. Have you your WD-40? Boy, I love this WD-40. Put a little squirt in your boot, and you slide it up on there, and that puppy will go in there and go, snap, and then when you want to get it off, it'll come right back off. You see some people at the racetrack, they got to fight these boots to get them off.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's easy enough to get them off and get them on. Just take out one little step, squirt, 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 plug them in. They'll make you pass when you come back. You can wait till tomorrow, and then puppies will come right off. Nice connection. And you don't have to worry about, did you make a good connection? Because the boots, especially silicone boots of the day, they're tight to begin with. If you're putting them on a dry spark plug, you actually almost have to twist and turn the boot itself to where you feel the connection go over the end of the spark plug and then push it in. If you have it a little slippery with a WD-40, it'll slide right in. You're not getting that extra resistance, so you're not having to guess did it make, because you'll not only slide up in there, but you'll feel it snap in place.
Outstanding.
Back to you, sir.
Outstanding show. Outstanding, isn't it? Okay, I told you that was the last question. You can close yourself out. Outstanding.
Okay.
Good answer. Outstanding. Outstanding, isn't it? Outstanding.
Thank you, sir. Well, guys, if we can help you in any way, you know, a lot of you give me a call all the time asking me questions, and I appreciate it. That's what we're here for. But we're also here to sell nitrous equipment, help you with your nitrous equipment. So when you're looking at buying nitrous equipment, hey, we're here. No, we don't sell through Summit Racing. No, we don't sell through Jegs. The reason why we don't sell to them is because they overcharge the racer. We sell equipment most of the time less than what they charge for, and you get better quality. That's what makes the difference. Now, there are times in some of our bigger systems that we are more expensive. when you start putting in the best of everything, things can get expensive. You know, when I got Mad Dog Direct Port System, you know, there's nearly $700 worth of braided steel on that puppy. Is it worth it? You daggum right it is. Better transition of the fluids so you don't have all those bends and crimps, and it's not laid over and bent over. It's nice and smooth, goes right in. But sometimes the best quality is going to cost more. And we try to be the best out there. We don't advertise. Quit advertising probably 15 years ago. Yeah, if I advertised, I could probably do a lot more business. But I'd have to charge you for the advertisement. So I'd rather word of mouth, recommendations, and we give you a hand. And when you buy our equipment, we're here to help you. Our tech is always available. You call. You need to talk to me. If I don't answer the phone, just ask for me. I'm not going to hide from nobody. There's too many companies out there that they want your credit card information, then they want to hide. That's not the way it should be. So, guys, give me a call. Company Car Nitrous Oxide Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. We own the name. Oh, I did get a call today, and somebody asked why we went from black handles on our valves to white handles on our valves. We just can't make some people happy, you know. I guess the next ones we're going to come out are going to be cream-colored. And then we'll probably get in a problem with some of the other people. So the new valves have white handles on them. Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. Silverback Streams for all your IPTV needs. Yeah, that's what it says when you go down to the bottom of it. FTI Transmissions down in Florida. And Lightman. Oh, I forgot one. Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance. That's a good one to have, especially this weekend. And give Don a call. Get your car some insurance. Dog, talk to you later. Guys, love you. Mean it. Give me a call if you need me. Back to you,
right,
sir.
That's the longest closing in history. The longest closing in history, Mr. Ernie Wren. Company called Nitrous Oxide Systems, 1-800-648-7687. Give them a call, but make sure you got time enough to listen, because if you don't, you're going to be late for your appointment. Thank you, Ernie. I love
what
you.
Was it? Hold on. What was that phone number? You only gave it out once. A professional always gives it out at least twice.
1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Love you. Mean it.
Love you. Mean it. Later.
Yeah, Flop gonna be on my case about this before it's over, Ernie. So get on out of here, Ernie. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, big man. That damn Ernie, boy, that's something.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Like the river I've been running, running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm a to die. I don't know what's up there, the under sky. It's been a long
yes, yes, yes. the songwriter said that he didn't know what's up above the sky. Well, we know, because the Bible tells us, we know, and we just wanted to just say thank you. Dog, we just want to come on and just let you know real quickly, because Brother D is a little busy right now and got a little noise. And I just wanted to tell my brothers and sisters, tomorrow we're going to talk about some things. And do you know that if you don't have God on your side, even sometimes your family turn their back on you. We're going to see that. Sometimes your religious leaders, they'll turn their back on you. And sometimes you just don't know. But when things happen in your life and it happens to you, you can truly tell somebody the truth about what happened. So I'm just here to tell you, my brother and sister, it's a good thing to have the Lord on your side. It's a good thing to be able to call on him in the time of trouble. It's an opportunity. It's a privilege. It's a blessing. And I just wanted to tell all my brothers and sisters that tomorrow we're going to talk about it and see if it fits your life. See if it touches you. And we're just going to talk about it and see what happens. So I don't really have a lot to say because I want to hold on and hope that tomorrow we can get through it. But I just wanted to let everyone know, Brother D is a little busy. We appreciate you, dog, for letting us be able to come on and give a little appetizer. And we just say thank you, thank you, thank you in Jesus' name. And remember, when you hear songwriters make...
He back. He back, Brother House. Okay. Brother Tim, he said he back. He's on.
Okay. All right. Well, bring him right on in.
Amen, amen. I appreciate my brother for filling in, doing what he do. You guys all the time. It's so good to have a brother to ride with you. But yeah, wait a minute. That's what the Lord said, didn't he? He said, what greater friend than to have that I call you brother. Hey, I want to say this real quick to my family here, and then I'm going to get them out of the way. You know, I heard Brother Ernie speak on two deaths that taking place. We got a call this morning from a brother out in DMV, the twins, to tell me that one of his close friends had a motorcycle accident. Asking that we pray for him. They amputated an arm already. And I had to tell him that God is still able. I had to tell him that no matter what happened, we have to be standing ready, willing, and able to accept what the Lord do. What I want to tell my brother before I leave today is that, and Brother Tim, I'm surprised he didn't make mention of the day. My people called me today. They called me, let me know that it had to be an oversight on your part because they said we hadn't received your insurance payment. And it brought to mind, have you checked your insurance policy lately, sisters and brothers? Have you checked them? Let me tell you what it started with. It started with a big old J and end with an S. It's called Jesus the Christ. You know, no matter how good you be on this earth, no matter what you do to help your brothers out, I wouldn't care if you had caught that $1 billion lottery and gave every friend and family members you know $1 million apiece. You know, if you don't have your insurance payment in order with the Lord Almighty, you're going to still lift up your eyes in hell. I heard a song writer said one time, he said, religion was a thing that money could buy. He said the rich would live and the poor would die. I want to tell all my brothers and sisters that's not rich, aren't you glad that you can get it for free? If you travel through this book we call the Bible, if you make your way over to Romans 10 and 9, I guarantee Mo told you that you can find my Lord and Savior. That's all, brother. He's going to give you today. We hope and pray that we say something that could touch you, tweak your heart, tweak your mind, and make you want to get to know this man for yourself. And praying that tomorrow at the same time as you guys will tune in.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah. Brother,
tomorrow,
D,
brother.
Say that again. You said if money could buy the riches have it, and you get it for free. Say that again. You kind of lied that thing. It sounded good.
Yeah. Songwriter said when I was a kid, bro, dog, you know, I'm 63, so I've been around for a minute. Songwriter said when I was a kid, they said if religion was a thing that money could buy, they said the rich would live and the poor would die. And see, when you think about that, I tell you all the time that my Lord and Savior left no stone unturned. See, Jesus said his word. He said, look here, he said it would be easier for a camel to travel through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, Ernie. Okay, Ernie. I mean, brother, did
you? I know what I'm saying, my brother. This is advertising. We get started. We take it out. Come on, my brother.
Yes,
come on, right now. Come
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've got a cold, cold feeling.
My.
It's just like ice around my heart.
Yes, sir, Big Tim. Yes, sir, Big Tim.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've got a cold, cold feeling. Yeah.
Oh, brother, he was preaching, boy. He was riding over there. He was riding.
It's just like ice around my heart.
Yes.
I know I'm gonna quit somebody. Every time that feeling starts.
By the cold told me to get y'all mic, y'all miss up the song, but I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let it go.
You treat me like a prisoner.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Come on.
Because my hands are tied.
Yeah.
Everything you do to me.
Come on, Flop.
Stack it up inside.
Stack it up inside.
It's a cold, cold feeling. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where you at, Flop?
It's just like ice around my heart.
Stack it up.
I know I'm gonna quit somebody.
Yeah.
Every time that feeling starts.
That kid was singing that song with some feelings in it, boy. He's singing that with some feelings in it. Here we could be hit it. Be hit it.
Yeah.
Be hit it on it. played it. I was waiting on a wheelchair and them to hit the phone, but they didn't hit the phone, so let me close these mics up and get this thing started. Big House, I appreciate you, but I was looking for Tim House's song. Tim House had a song, a blues song that he loved to play. I was looking for it. I couldn't find it at the time, y'all. Because, you know, Big Tim House loved them blues, too, though. Now. The blues ain't nothing but a black man in love. Let me see. I was looking for that thing. Oh, there it is right there. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yeah, there's old Tim House. Love that song, man. Y'all won't even wait for it. Why?
Yes, yes, yes. Blue the sunrise. Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna get the program going a little bit. I'm just warming y'all up a little bit. Just warming y'all up a little bit. It's a little cold day out there. I almost got me some rest. Almost. Just having up a little. Kid didn't hit the one button. We didn't hit the one button. Anybody got any announcements? Anybody got any announcements? Hit the one button. Ricky gave up on me. Okay, here comes Kid now. He come up.
Yeah.
I feel good today, Tim.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're playing good, Tim. Playing good.
Yeah. Woo! Yes, sir. What's the name of that song, Tim?
Blues at Sunrise.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's deeply in the west.
Kid, you on, kid? Kid, you on, kid?
I thought that was Curtis Mayfield.
It's deeply in the west. Albert King.
I've been looking for my lover.
For my lover.
And I haven't found her.
Haven't found her yet.
I'm gonna call up China.
All the way to China.
And see if my baby's over there.
Well.
I hope not, cause it'll be a long way to
well,
come back now.
I'm gonna call up China.
Got to call.
Trickle Lee says the first day of the month, or the 8th month. I don't know what the 8th month gotta do with it, but she's just a fresh start, baby. She's just a fresh start.
Well,
I don't know that mean now. Come on, Jim. Jim, I love that song, Jim. I love that song, Jim.
She won't even call me on the telephone.
Hey, Tim, Trigger Lee said it means it's a fresh start. They said it's the 8th month. August is the 8th month, and 8 means a fresh start. You know anything about that biblically? Or do you know anything about that? I never heard that before.
No, I heard 7 is completion. That man know he can play that guitar.
Every day you wake up with a fresh start.
Call me on the phone.
Glory.
Woo! Here we go.
Whoop!
Yes, sir. He played it, man.
Amen. All right, guys. I know y'all wondering what's going on the Blog Talk Show, but like I said, you know, the Blog Talk Show got a variety of things going on. And we got some echoes going on, Tim. I don't know if that's your office. I don't know if that's your phone or a kid phone, but in between mics open, so somebody echoing me, man. Somebody echoing me. Get me off the speakerphone or whatever. All right. Yes, sir. Let me see what my good Trigger talking about. Let's see. The number eight represents a new beginning a new order or creation in man's true born again event when he is resurrected from the dead into eternal life. Tim, that's why I asked you to do anything about that, because I ain't never heard about no number eight. Can you tell me what he couldn't do while he was playing? Let me Google it. Let me see what it says. What is the number eight? Because What's the number eight mean? I'm seeing Trigger. He might be smoking that dope or something. I don't know. Let's see.
Oh,
angel number eight
not
means
the
symbolism and spiritualness. Is eight a powerful number in numerology? The number eight is associated with power and strength, which is often misunderstood. An astrological birth chart or life path that includes the number eight is generally associated with prosperity and power. When accompanied by other powerful numbers, the number eight has a powerful effect. Hold on a minute. Dwayne just said this, so let me see. The number eight represents a new beginning, meaning a new order. She was right then. I mean, yeah, she was right. A new order. And man, hold on, I got my goddamn glasses on. I can't read this shit. Born again. Event when he is resurrected from the dead into eternal life. Eight is also an integral part of Jesus' sacrifice, like the Passover lamb. Jesus was selected as the lamb to take away man's sins. Tim, you know anything about all that, Tim? Big house.
Seven and six, I know, you know, but I didn't even think about no eight. But yeah.
His resurrection occurred, Brother Tim. It occurred three complete days after he was buried, which was at the end of the weekly Sabbath day that fell on Nisan 17. Nisan 17 was day 8.
Mm.
Boys ought to be The number eight symbolizes circumcision of the heart through Christ and receiving the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 2 and 28 through 29.
Okay. Now watch this, dog. See, that's why we're not independent of each other, but we're interdependent on each other.
Exactly. See, that's a good thing, Tim. That's what I was saying. That was a good thing because Trigger kept telling me, I never heard it. Now, this is my first time I ever heard it. Now, like I said, we all can learn. We all can learn.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I thought she was joking at first.
I heard yesterday in church. Yesterday was the last day of July. It was the last day of the foolishness that you've been doing for the last 7 months. And day eight, the number one day of the eighth month, symbolizes new beginnings. Start something fresh.
Let me show you how smart I'm here. Now, Tim didn't know nothing about that, and it's got a lot of religious connections to that. I bet you Tim, when he get off his phone tonight, he's going to go look that up, I bet you. He's going to look that up.
I was just going to ask him what she said. Romans 2, you said?
Yeah.
He's going to look it up now. He's going to look it up,
yeah.
though.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to look it up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And,
Dwayne,
28 and 29. It also is Colossians 2, 11 through 13. The number 8 is spoken of throughout the Bible more than 15 times, Brother Tim. About the power and the spirit of God. It's smoking more than 15 times. I can send you this. I can send this piece to Dalt right here, and you can look it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I done got two or three more people sending me the same thing. So it was a bunch of people. Nobody.
It made me go look it up.
That just goes to show you, more people are inclined with this Bible and everything. And then, you know, like I said, that's how come we got a variety of people on these shows. And we might not know it all, but like I said, as long as it's in that 66, we can go find it, though. We can go find it.
Mm-hmm.
We can go find it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to send that to Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, because I know he want to know, because I know his brother D on there.
Hey, Tim, I ain't smart. The pastor told me yesterday, and I looked up in my Bible. That's how I know, Tim. I ain't that good with the Bible, but when I see something that I like and I want to hear, it draws my attention, and it make me go look.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Well, that's something we all, you know, we can relate to. I assume we can relate to it, but like I said, I never in all my days ever heard of no 8 being this M. Till I, you know, Trigger kept telling me this M. I'm saying to myself, let me go try to find it for myself, because she keeps saying it. I thought she was joking at first, just trying to be funny, you know. But hey,
no.
Yeah.
I thought she was shooting dice.
Yeah. Well, she's shooting dice. She won't send my limb. She ain't worried about the weight. She won't even send my limb, kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim,
Your cowboy eight, let them buck that eight.
Hold on, I didn't hear you. Go ahead. What did you say? Tricky, go ahead. I didn't hear what you said.
I was talking to Tim. I was talking to Tim. I was talking to Kid. I say, I shot a boom, kid.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, also, we want to send a happy birthday shout out to my homeboy Chevy Stang. Today is his Chevy Stang birthday. Anybody else got any more announcements out there? Anything they want to announce out there? Everything? Come on in and hit the one button and come on. Tell us what you want to talk about. Happy birthday to my homeboy Chevy Stang. I think he's 40 years old today. I don't know. He looks pretty good to be that old, right? I know he's that damn old.
Yeah, old Sherman.
Yeah, old Sherman Smith. Old Chevy Stang, yeah. All right, we got a house full out here. I know y'all sitting back waiting to find out what it's worth. I don't know if the Trippy Leak gonna act a fool tonight or whether Flapjack gonna come on here and act
hey,
a fool.
Hey, dog, I got 17 days, man. We got 17 days, and Kai will officially be in college, and he will officially be running track on a 90% track scholarship, 10% academic scholarship. So I
academic.
Just want to tell y'all, whatever it is, however it is, 10% academic, 90% athletic. So his tuition is paid in full, not $1 coming out of my pocket. So, hey, the number 8 means a lot to me today. This day right here symbolizes I got 18 more days with this joker hanging around me. After that, he's an adult.
Also,
he's going to have to make it do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I also heard this week Kid had a birthday this week, too. Somebody said Kid had a birthday, too.
Yes, he did.
Yesterday. They say he went to the little bar, the little place where they...
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'm going to be quiet, Tim. I'm going to wait.
Oh, Lord.
Be quiet.
Kiki, what's on your mind, Kiki?
Dog, I was just wondering if you all... I had a heart attack. I don't know if y'all know about it or not, but I ain't gonna say he's doing okay, but he is in recovery and he's on Facebook texting. So I just want y'all just keep him lifted up in y'all prayers, cause you know everybody, a lot of people know him, a lot of people don't know him, but so he's still up in the game and you know he loves the race, you know he's on the race thing, so. If y'all would just send our prayer, him and his family, and keep them different, if y'all don't mind. That's all I had. Tim House, if you don't mind, we had three racing incident deaths this weekend,
different various people in the racing community. They had three deaths. We had a big bad wreck down in Alabama with one of the dunk cars. And also, like you said, I is one of the main guys. One of our main racing friends that everybody in the racing community know had a heart attack. So, Tim House, would you mind just doing a prayer for all those people, man, and just thank God for sparing the ones that he spared and watch over, and the ones that it was their time, it was just their time. Do you mind doing a prayer for them, Tim, if you don't mind, Tim?
All right, Brother Dahl. I know I don't mind. It's just that you touched on everything in a normal prayer. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come by just to say, Lord, thank you for life, and we thank you for being our God. We thank you, Lord, even when we don't really realize that you are the one that's carrying us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, sometimes we don't realize that these old bodies wear out a little bit, dog. And my brothers and sisters, these bodies wear out. So we just ask God that he would be the mender, that he would come by and touch each and every one with the fingertip of love that's been in accidents. And we just ask that you make sure that the doctors and the nurses administer the right diagnosis and the right medicine. And that we thank you for a second chance, Lord. And those that didn't make it, Lord, we ask that you would bless their family with strength, and that we would be a family that rally around them in a time of bereavement. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be able to have fun and race up and down the tracks and things of that nature. But, Lord, we still have to be careful that you allow your angels to be encamped all around us and protect us and shield us from seen and unseen danger. So, Father God, we're just so grateful even for Kiki to come on and remember and mention it, because we all are family, and we thank you, Lord. Continue to bless us and keep us as a big family, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Call on him in time of trouble. There's power, there's love, there's victory, there's healing, all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. Everything you need is in Jesus' name, and we thank you right now, Lord, and we bless you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, dog.
Tim House, we want to use you one more again, Tim House. You said a powerful prayer there. We want to serve prayer and thank the Lord for watching over all the people that was traveling up and down the road these past week, going up and down the road, you know, myself included, and a couple of buddies and all us going up and down the road. Tim, so another little short speech, if you don't mind, just for the people, just for the good Lord, to watching over us going up and down the road, and no known characters that we know of, Tim. If you don't mind, just another little speech, if you don't mind.
All right, dog. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just take time out of our busy schedules to tell you thank you. Thank you for your love, and we thank you for you caring for us and protecting us as we go up and down the dangerous highways and byways to go have fun at the tracks and just on even on our daily occupations. Father God, you always are there, and you always see in advance of what we're doing. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask you to continue to bless us as we travel. Continue to keep us, Lord God, and to guide us in the right direction. Father God, we may think that we're strong, but you are almighty, and we know that you have all power in your hand. Continue to watch us, Lord God. Watch over us seen and unseen dangers, Lord God. We just ask that you would just continue to keep us and strengthen us as we go away in this life. And we just say thank you for letting us have a life that's full of abundance, Lord. So many don't have what we have and have the ability to do what we do. So we just take time out in our busy schedule just to say thank you, Lord. You've been mighty good to us each and every day. And we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, dog.
Well said. And Trigger Lee, God, I know you got to believe in the prayer because, like I said, your son Kai is doing so much better now. One time or another, he was going down the left-hand side of the road. He got on the right side of the road, and you was on there praying for him, and then evidently your prayer is coming to fruition right now. So the prayer does help. It might not come when you want it, but the prayer helps. Can you attest to that, Mr. Trigger?
It really does. I'm going to tell you that. And I'm going to tell you this here, yeah, too, dog. I don't know if people understand or not, but a lot of times, to be quite honest with you, a lot of times young men fight demons that we know nothing about. And a lot of times it'd be because the daddy ain't in their life and we can't fix it as mothers. I don't care if you give them the best stepdaddy in the world. Something about their father that just do something to them. So you have to pray your way through that. You have to pray your way through they grow in pains, pray your way through them trying to find themselves, trying to figure out who they are and what they want to be when they grow up. And it's hard out here. There's so much social media. I just keep a constant prayer on him. We talk all the time, and, you know, he talked to the pastor, and he make it do what it do without, you know, without being negative.
All right.
That's
I got you. Good report, Kiki. Kiki knows the power of prayer, so does Kid and so does myself, so does everybody that's breathing right now. She'll know the power of prayer, because if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be able to listen to me now breathing. So anyway, it's a good thing we just kind of spread this little church thing a little bit further just for an awareness. But with that being said, I know y'all wanted to come on here, all the gossip. That's what you're on here for, especially on a Monday. Y'all want to hear the gossip. So we're going to start off. Kids, you got anything you want to bring up, anything you want to discuss, kids, since anybody hit the one button on those upcoming races today. So, kids, you got anything you wanted to talk about?
Is there any truth to the rumor that the race up there in Ohio is still on or what?
Yes. Well, somebody please hit the one button and let us know, because rumor has it, and we don't like to spread rumor, because the first thing they said we hating on somebody's race. I'm glad you brought it up, kid. Is the race at 42 still going on this week? It was showing some adverse weather off and on, but, you know, that can pass just like anywhere else. So if anybody can come on and confirm or deny it, would you please hit the one button and let us know, because we have people on here that might be going that way. Just like Bobby Cole said, he was going to go that way, and we got a few more people that's on here that might be going that way. Also, Triggerman got a big race down in Orangeburg. He'd be going up against Lucky Luciano, a.k.a. Mario.
Lucky Luciano.
Yeah, they was on the doggone phone having it out the day, kid, and you was privileged to be on that, kid, so you know I don't be lying about some of this stuff. I be telling they be on that back line cutting up, and also we got a big race down there in Macon also. Now, the race in Macon also maybe be a local race. You might not have just a limited name people down there, but all in all, though, they have good races down there in Macon, too. They got a good little rivalry, hometown rivalry down there, though. So with that being said, though, we got races all over the place again, but we do want to know about the race at 42, because some of the guys from down south was planning on traveling up there. Notably, I don't really like to say it, but I got to say it, notably, six-time girls race of the year, Prime Time, Tony Vine. He's supposed to be going up that way, so I gotta holler at him. And my man Ricky. Come on in there, Ricky. I appreciate you, man. I was getting mad because you didn't come on the show, Ricky. Come on in there, Ricky. What you got?
No, I didn't want to interrupt nothing. I just, but I want to make sure you was on there. We was waiting to get clicked in and everything, but Wheelchair was on my line and he fell off. But I think he might be on another line or something too. So
when I heard Mario threatening this morning, he passed out this morning. He ain't came back since this morning. Mario told him. He said, Mario says, after he gets Jamie pregnant, just in case he got some more food.
I just texted him because we need to address that, because we need to see what's wrong with Brother Wheelchair.
Uh-oh.
Because Brother Wheelchair is real quiet lately about all that.
Come on,
yeah. Then Jamie came on now. Don't get me wrong now. Jamie came on and said he ain't. Jamie did a really dog. Jamie said he ain't got no friends. No friends. He said everybody with a race car gonna get it. Soon as that happened, we had so many people on the back line. You don't know who on there. I got a text and said, well, how come Rick ain't sending to him? I said, well, if you was paying attention, Ricky said he wasn't going to send nothing to nobody because he don't have oil pressure right now.
Mm-hmm.
So why would Ricky be talking about running Jamie when he don't have oil pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
okay,
that's all I'd be doing.
Tim, hold up. Now, hold up. Tim, is your mic open, Tim? Your mic open, Tim?
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't want to interrupt. Cut is on.
No, we want to know. Yeah, cut. Come on in there, cut. Cut on
him? Yeah, he's on. I don't know what he must have had to answer the phone or something. Hold on.
Okay, then when he comes back, Tim, just break it up. We need to know about his race now.
What up, dog? There you go, dog.
Okay,
there you
come
go.
On, cut.
What's up, dog?
Yeah. Come on, cut. You got the flow. We just heard rumors that you might cancel. Are you confirming it now? Or you got the flow, cut. You got the flow.
Man, when I'm gonna let everybody know Wednesday. You know, if I cancel Wednesday, shit, we're gonna head down to Jamie race.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay, cut. So as of now, guys, the race at 42 is still on. Yeah, the race at 42 is still on, guys. So the race at 42 as of today is still on. Cut. And also, we will have a show Wednesday, so you will know. If y'all tune in Wednesday, we will be on Wednesday, God willing. And cut will let y'all know if it's still looking bad or how it's going to look, though. But cut, I don't know how the weather do up there down here. When it rained real hard a couple of days, sometimes it just blown away. Is that what y'all hoping might happen up that way?
Man, I'm hoping it. Hey, I'm praying. Me, brother Randy, everybody praying.
Yeah. Well, now somebody just sent me a smart ass remark now, and I'm saying it smart ass remark in a giggle. They said just in case y'all cancel y'all race, if y'all had glue, can y'all bring the glue on down there with you?
Hey, that must be that motherfucker in the wheelchair.
Oh Lord,
now, I didn't call on that and say who it was now. I ain't gonna tell you Flop said that now. I ain't gonna tell you Flop said that now.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, I'll be on Wednesday, though. I got something to do right now, fellas.
Yeah. Okay, Cut. All right, man. All right, do what you got to do, man, and good luck to you, man. Good luck to you, man. Hope everything worked out for the best. But you know, we can't complain about God's work, though. We can't complain about God's work. Amen. Amen. All right. Good report, y'all.
All right, y'all. Brother Wheelchair is on.
Man, Brother Wheelchair disappointed me, man. Wheelchair, if I didn't like me and Wheelchair ain't had a fight in 20 years almost. I'm going to push him out of the wheelchair. I'm getting mad and mad at him. Come on here, Chip. You made the press show go on about 40 minutes long? Yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
We were sitting over here. My phone fell off. And we were sitting over here waiting on Ricky to click us in. So he said he already had the show on. Because when I called back in, it's line busy. I'm in the line four. So we were waiting on Ricky. We didn't know he had hung us up and came on the show to tell on her by a damn self.
No, I did not. Mac phone fell off. I was still on the phone with Dog, so I texted you. Hey, call me.
Ricky,
there you go. Throwing me under the fucking bus.
I'm waiting on you to get us in, so I can go and do the announcement.
You raggedy, no racing motherfucker.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
But y'all know August 5th and 6th, like Dog said, got war at 42. You got one shot, one kill at MGMP. Get the man over there on Orangeburg and watch the bridge and at VMP. August the 20th, you got a big payback. That's at MGMP, Slugfest Production, and you got Night of Fire and Dalton Hitman Production. September the 3rd, you got Bad Blood at the Zoo, that's Diz. September the 9th and 10th, you got Beat the Heat, Steel Alabama. With a dog's birthday back at Devil Horse in September the 30th through the 1st, you got Team Z Motorsports. I'm at Team Z National down at MGMP, and we also got Trick or Treat coming up too, dog. All right.
Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but ever since Jamie went to Texas, I think he might have dropped the wrong tea or something down there, or some jalapeno peppers or something. He came on since he left Texas, said he ain't got no friends. Anybody with a race car, your ass in the way. Now, if you don't believe he said it, he might come on here and tell you his damn self. He said he ain't got no friends. Trigger, man. Trigger.
What's up, dog?
Cowboy. Oh, shit,
what's
I heard it.
Dog?
I heard it.
What's
up? Oh, shit, I heard it. Come on in here. Come on in here.
Yeah, what up, dog? Well, appreciate the wheelchair for the promotion. Y'all know what sad they're going to be like. It ain't going to be, like I say, I said that this morning, but if y'all coming down here y'all coming down here to watch BML going to war against TMR, please don't stand down in the 330 down to the 8th mile.
Uh-oh.
If y'all go to Terror Choice page and look at that Draxler, when that mm-hmm. Draxler motor, you know, parts flew everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's pretty much what kind of tune-up that we're going to put in there because, you know, this right here has been a long-time rivalry as far – I ain't going to say long-time rivalry, but we're about to show the world. Just because Mario got a name of BML and what he used to do, we don't give a damn about it.
Yeah, Jamie. Everybody talking about a fake race, Jamie.
But I don't know what them hell they fake. They fake for saying it. I don't know who them fake people is, but they fake for saying it.
At the end of the day,
they can think and say what they want to say because that's what people do every day. People say what they
okay,
dog,
well,
people lie on you every day.
But
dog, ain't no way in hell you call Mario to interrupt me. When I finish, that's when you should have called Mario. Now, if you call
Mario,
Mario
sent me a
good
check,
job,
dog.
Good job, dog.
He sent me a check,
good
David.
Job,
dog. David, he sent me a check,
yeah,
David.
Godfather,
I'm gonna tell you something about this shit now. Enough is enough. I'm not gonna you praise Jamie and you love Jamie, but I ain't gonna let you fucking lie to me. I did not text you to get on here, but I'm glad you called. All I want Jamie to do is to call that man and tell that man to not make me buy them people. That's all I'm looking for, please. Did you call the owner of Orange Bird so I ain't got to get these bleachers redone? That's all I want you to do. Who in the hell puts up aluminum bleachers at a racetrack anyway? All the goddamn flames I got shooting out this son of a bitch. I didn't know I was going to burn the damn bleachers down.
Damn, Mario.
Hey dog, y'all hold up, y'all. I'm gonna go. I got to go on mute because I got to.
Yeah, you got to.
Y'all gonna get a round of this son of a bitch too. Round two of this son of a bitch here too. You can believe that.
Oh,
and Mario, don't you ever.
Don't say nothing to me about nothing. I'm gonna say right now. Don't you say a motherfucker. Don't you say nothing to me about nothing.
This is what I'm finna tell you. You could take that tracking device off of TMR, because don't you be going around going in the footsteps that TMR had already been in. Now, I'm going to look at you.
Listen.
Now, you
no, no, what you got what you got for free is you better be glad I left there in time. That's all you need to know.
Jamie Mario, we got some up north guys trying to make a name for themselves. And I heard they just told me, this ain't nothing I'm gossiping. They said if they call that race off up north, the Western Snipes coming down there, and he don't give a damn about neither one of y'all.
Damn.
Yeah. I just got the text, man. He said he don't give a damn about neither one of y'all. But on another note, then they dress his hair, and I'm going to shut up. Mario, you did say after you get through playing in Jamie, even if you ain't got a hard on or not, you'll stick it in Baby Daddy ass too. Did you not say that, Mario?
Good night.
Lord have mercy. Mario Johnson. Where you at?
I can talk. This is what I'm telling y'all, right? After Jamie, because I know that's the scariest little fucking in grudge racing right now, he's so strategic. But he don't want to tell y'all. He know what he's doing, right? He just so strategic. Mm-hmm. That's all he is. He want to act like he a damn bear, but he really scary as hell. But I'm okay with that because scared people, you know, scared people hurt you. But listen what I'm saying. Anybody with 4A4 knifers can get in line. That's just what it is. I don't care if they're from up north. I don't care if they're from up north, Georgia, California, Detroit, Chicago, wherever they say they're from. All they can do is win.
Right.
Hold on, Danny. Shut up, Danny. Any one of y'all pay for the show is free. Now, somebody going to get two free tickets if they can tell us why Mario named his car Lucky Luciano. Anybody can tell me why he named it Lucky Luciano. You get two free tickets.
Well, dog, can
nobody
I say something about that name? Can I say something about that name?
David, we ain't saying what you name your cars. Damn,
yeah,
what you name? What you want to name?
Yeah, but Mario, I Googled
hey,
Lucky
dog.
Luciano.
Hey, dog.
He already
hey, dog.
Did it.
You did
it. Yeah, Freaker. Why, Freaker?
He was still, hey, dog, he died a gangster, too. Ain't that, but he said
no,
what he
no,
said.
No, no, no. They say they named that fucker Luck. They say they named him Lucky Luciano because he'll be lucky if he can get by backstabber.
Yeah, but, dog, what
no,
I'm saying is, dog.
No, dog, no, you with the bullshit, dog.
Hey, dog, hey, dog. Dog, what I'm saying is, dog, I Googled that name. I Googled it. But the man is dead. He dead already.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but, dog, listen. Oh, hey, dog. Dog, can I say this right quick before I lock this car down?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what Mario
yes,
about I'm scary. Okay, now why it took for Backstabber to grab baby daddy and then the whole 4-inch world, 5-inch world, now everybody ain't afraid to grab baby daddy. But it took Backstabber to go out there and grab him and gap him, and now everybody trying to say baby daddy ain't shit. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
So,
but
Damon, I ain't taking nothing from your accolades.
You did everything you're supposed to do. You got in the paint with everybody that came to you and how it ended up. I ain't nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to be honest.
Right.
I take lucky than good any day. You understand
well,
what I'm saying?
Why,
you get that?
Well,
you
that.
Get that?
I mean,
you
made your car lucky.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Make sure you remember that. That's all. But, Damon, one thing about it, we ain't got but a couple nights in a wake-up, and all this shit can be to end. You can quit running around.
I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep.
Right.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you plan on going over to Orangeburg, the best thing you can do is low key up. Ride down there and help Jeff get that damn track back together. Cause I left also. I mean, there's so much shit down there right now. I ain't put back together. I'm serious about that.
Hey, Mario, you supposed
Did
to, bro. You got a new car. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
All
I
can tell you,
there,
all
Mario,
I can tell you is get your ass down there and help that man get that
hey,
track
Mario,
back together.
Hey, Mario, this shit, man. I love this, man. You know why? Cause after we get done with you, it's time to sit, keep Backstabber down and take it in to get in the paint shop and get it back curdy. And
yeah,
then let
Big Keisha
and
Frank
go back out and let Big Keisha go on and do what it
think,
do. But I'm going to mute right quick, man. I got to load
but
up.
But Jamie, before you go to mute, I think you got us confused with somebody who gives a damn what you're going to do with Backstabber after we fuck you up. I don't care nothing about what you're going to do with your car, man. Paint it, purple it, wrap it. I don't care what you do with it. You got us confused. We talking about people who else coming out here trying to race. So, dog, who else you talking here that want to come race? We ain't worried about no man painting no doors and shit. The best thing I can tell him is get on the left-hand side.
Mario, now you know normally, like I said, you get the respect you get because every time you come to him, one way or the other, your win percentage is pretty good and you got a fast car. Mario, what if he go out there and just bitch slap you like he did Baby Daddy? He bitch slapped Baby Daddy.
Oh, Lord.
And, but listen, but dog, get what he'll do. He'll get his money, and he get to do the same thing he's doing again. He get to laugh, joke, and run, and dodge again. And that's all he's going to do.
Uh-huh.
If he get by, that's
the
only problem.
Around, Mario.
That's the only problem. I mean, I got to give you, anything can happen, will happen. You know what I'm saying? They say that. That's that's just how it goes. Anything can happen, will happen. We can be beat. We're not going to take nothing from that. It happens every day. But only thing I'm saying
told
is,
me.
We have to be so strategic with that fella there because if you swing and miss, you will never get a chance to get back at bat now. You see what I'm saying? He's politically correct. This is the grudge racer of the year. So he's doing everything by the statistics to remain that way. You understand what I'm saying? So he's not going to beat your ass tight and go back. He get beat an hour later. He said, come on back around if you want some more. If that's what you're looking for, that ain't going to happen. That's the only reason why Baby Daddy can't get back on his ass. So the best thing they can do is look forward to somewhere else. This looks scary here. Jamie is not coming back. So with him, you cannot make no mistakes. So that's why I'm not taking him lightly. And that's why they clean up all that shit in Orangeburg right now. That's exactly right.
Look at Mario. Mario, a lot of people got a lot of – you got a lot of ifs behind your name and a lot of question marks. They want to know, one in the main, they want to know who's driving your car.
A certified killer.
Oh, who is that? Who is that?
I always have certified killers, dog.
Mario, that's a goddamn political answer, Mario. Who's driving it?
They supposed to. All they got to do, I don't know what Jamie charged at the gate, but that's all it takes for them to steal it, either that internet they got. Otherwise, they'll see it then. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
It's see it in.
Well, Mario,
you know what I'm saying?
Mario, look at Mario. I want everybody on the trick. I got you back on. Everybody on there, be quiet. I just want Mario to answer this here. Now, you know, we was on this show this morning, in the morning show, and, man, we had one of the best morning shows we ever had in a long time. Now, Dirty South Grudge put out a top 10 list. I ain't worried about the top 10 list. I'm asking Mario Johnson. I'm asking Mario Johnson as a person, as a racer, as a fan or whatever. Give me your top three cars out there right now, Mario Johnson. Give me your top three, Mario.
My top three out of there right now.
Yes, sir.
My top three.
Oh, shit. Kid, wait, kid. He's studying, kid.
All right. I'm getting my top three. I got to get my three cars.
Your top three, Mario. You can throw
top,
if you know more than three, I'll just say, and that'll be my forward. But give me your top three, Mario, cars. I can tell you what they're going on, but I want to know what Mario
I'm going to keep it 100. Based upon what I see out there now, I got to go with Uncle Sam.
Oh, shit.
I got to go with Backstabber.
Okay.
Now, my other one is I'm a toss up between the next two. I want to say. Only because my top two is in between Baby Daddy and Josie Wells. Now that's not in no particular order, but I got to give my top four cards is what I give right now based upon what has been seen.
Okay.
Now, honorable mention to me would definitely be the Salty Bitch car. No question. But I know he's out right now.
Okay.
So I'm talking about car that comes. So, but Salty Bitch held his own down, in my opinion, as well.
Damn, Mario. Now, that was a damn good. What you call me that? Anybody can disagree with that or agree or disagree or fight him or ask him a question about that. That was pretty good, Mario. That was pretty good.
I want to know if that's the kill list. Is that the kill list too?
Well, no. All you got to do to be on the kill list is have a 484 with a 3-speed transmission and a 28. That's all you got to do to get on that.
Who on the top of the kill list though? Who the initial death?
That Backstabber. I got to go with him. Let me tell you why I want to race Backstabber first. So they always say if you go in a room or you go in a in the hole or still, I don't know, wherever you go at. Or you might go to a new school. Yes, sir. You don't want that. No, but see, here's the thing, dog. In actuality, people really normally don't slap the shit out of the baddest one. They normally slap the shit out of the one that think he's the baddest. Because that baddest son bitch don't really say too much. That baddest son bitch don't really say too much, dog. That's the one you don't know. That's the one you say stuff to, and he's sitting there in the corner. And that's really that bad one.
Right.
You normally go slap the one that think he's the baddest, because that's how that's how he want people to think he's the baddest.
Hang him up, dog.
Hang him up. No, I can't hang him up now. He sent me a damn cash app.
Hey, dog, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Mario, take yourself out of being the owner, operator of any car. You just sit up in the stand. You got your popcorn and your juju bags and all that shit. You want to see two cars raised. What two cars does Mario Johnson want to see raised while he's sitting up in there eating his juju bags and popcorn? What two cars you want to see run?
The two cars that I want to see run would be Josie Wells and Baby Daddy.
Oh, shit. Now, Mario, that's Mario. Boy, you asking some good shit. See, y'all don't understand See, when I be asking these questions on the shows, and I be asking questions, see, y'all, hold on, let me finish. Y'all don't know how to ask like Mario be asking. Take yourself out and just as a fan, and that's what he did. Good report. Now, Mario, everybody done text me since you said that. Everybody done text, well, I didn't say everybody, I got four texts since you answered that question. They said, where would you play King Kong?
Well, this is the thing. The reason why I didn't say King Kong is because King Kong was respectfully, and I think he knows that. That's why he's back probably at the you know, he's back at the starting block again, revamping his program. At King Kong's prime, King Kong was who he was supposed to be. However, I have to really give King Kong a lot of credit because that 484 world wasn't really jumping like that. Until, you know, I feel like he has a lot to do with why the 484 world is where it's at now. Because a lot of people try to shoot at him, you know what I'm saying? And he did a lot, you know what I'm saying? I that's my opinion, you know what I mean? But right now, you know, he came out, he did do something. I ain't going to take nothing from him. And then I think he knew, you know what I'm saying? So I can't give that to people right now that's not in the paint. That's why I didn't say nothing to myself. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I know now, but that don't mean a shit. You know what I'm saying? I got to be honest with this.
Mario, they said keep Mario in the hot seat because he don't mind telling the truth. That's what I haven't got a text. Said keep Mario in the hot seat because he don't mind telling the truth. Now,
Mario,
I know you don't
today,
the
is you a lawyer?
Will you shut up, Trigger, till I finish, goddamn it. Hey, Mario.
I
want
to know what your lawyer doing today.
Trigger, Trigger, you've been doing good now. Trigger, you've been doing good. Don't you see me interviewing him? Just be cool, Trigger. Just waste your time, please. I got to get these hard questions out of the way first. Mario, they say now, Josie Wales and King Kong and Baby Daddy, Backstabber, all of them was at each other's ass. They said, do Mario think that it was fucked up that Josie Wales got Marquise driving the car now, and that was one of the top riders? What you think about that?
I'm biased. I'm a bias on that, dog. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I said when I saw it, right? This is what I said, and I ain't saying behind nobody back. I said it verbatim to the gentleman. I said it to the owner and the driver. I said it didn't make sense to me how in the hell did he allow Marquise to get in the car, because I felt like that took out a very good competitor, in my opinion. Now, that's for me from the outside looking in. Now, as a car owner, not a driver, you understand what I'm saying? With the way the 484s are now, the competition, you have some of the top-notch people. You got the top-notch driver, the top-notch tuners. You know, this ain't really nothing but like a damn Pro 275 to me is what 484s are now. So as an owner, you have to put yourself, you got to take that shit out of it, and you got to put yourself in the best position to win. And I felt like that is what Frankie decided to do. And to me, it speaks a lot of volume for Marquise. And no disrespect, it says a little something about Frankie, because he was a driver. He was the driver of his car.
Oh, shit.
So when you get out and you put a man in, you can't say nothing about that. You know, see what I'm saying? So he put himself in the best position. I feel like he just put himself in the best position to win. Now, the only thing I know about Marquise is Frankie probably smart enough, or Marquise probably don't care. He probably never seen no numbers, never really seen a ticket, don't give a shit. But Marquise is the type that if for any reason something went south, he still a run damn Frankie.
All right, now Trigger, there's all these questions. I got to get all these nasty questions out of the way first, these tough ones. I'm going to let everybody get a chance to shoot at Mario if they want to. Now, Mario, here one came up. I just fell out of my own chair. I ain't going to lie to you. See, people think I be bringing this bullshit up. They be sending it to me. They said with Josie Wales, they got Phil Shuler tuning Josie Wales. They got Jeffrey Barker, which is a bad man, driving Baby Daddy. They said, would it have been a good idea to let Stevie Fast drive Josie Wales? What you think about that, Mario?
Oh, I think it's probably a good idea to have Stevie Fast drive anything. not taking that promo. You know what I'm saying? How could you not? I mean, that's you know, that's the same thing by having, you know, Phil Shula behind the keys on the other thing. You can't say nothing about that. You know what I mean? All these guys are proven. So how could you not do any of this shit? You know what I'm saying? Because here's what it boils down to, dog. This is the realest about the whole shit. We already halfway through the year. We almost to our third and final quarter almost. You understand what I'm saying? In the race. Uh-huh. It's about to be the best part of the year coming up, but, you know, it's going to go fast. It's going to get short-lived. From September to December, going to get here quick. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now it's a lot of 484 guys that's been waiting a long time, and you know, for whatever reason, whether it's a chassis guy, engine guy, whatever, it's a lot of contenders that still can't make it out. So you still gonna end the year with not nobody who started the year thinking their car was gonna be out. But what happens now is, with all these people coming, you only got a selected few that's gonna really grudge. Everybody else is going to pay attention and like the shootouts, because the shootouts are so, you know, you got some big shootouts coming up in the 484 world. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, the couple of ones that's going to grudge, they're just going to put themselves in position, and the other ones are just going to, you know, they do it for the sport. Some people do it more for the money. Some people do more for the sport. There's nothing against neither one of them. You understand what I'm saying? So...
Mm-hmm.
When you say that about a Stevie Fast or a Phil or whatever, all these guys are putting themselves in position to be the best that they, you know, for that. And you can tell the difference between the grudge guys, because some of the grudge guys might not take some of those guys because they know that those guys are so popular that they're going to have to touch multiple cars. Just like Ryan Christie, for example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We ain't talking about the Sooners right now. I interrupted you, Mario, because they told me, said, man, don't never get Mario on this show because he's going to tell the truth and he got too many good answers. They done sent me a list, and they done put these people in three different categories. This is what I'm going to tell you, Mario, and you can speak on it. I don't know your driver, but they done put them in a list. They said they got Marcus Burt and Jeffrey Barker, two technically professional drivers. They said they got, they said they got Nephew and Ricky Stanborough, as sort of like two hell of a drivers. Then they say they got Marquise and Jamie as technically maybe the two top drivers, with Jamie might being the top driver. What the hell you got to say about this shit, Mario Johnson?
Well, I mean, you probably got that list from a grudge racer.
Yeah, I'm back.
A grudge racer probably sent you that list. Now I can see Jamie and Marquise. I don't want to know. I can see Jamie and Marquise, and even like DJ and one or two others that I can name. I'm not gonna give them the rookies no more. You understand what I'm saying? But I give them like the top guns. You know what I mean? You know how you got the little hot class. Mm-hmm. You got the, you know, you got the professors up top. That still got to show your ass up, but you got the little hothead top gun. That's what I'm gonna get in.
Yeah.
And you can know that. You know, it's a couple.
Hey, Mario, I just got a text. Mario, cut this shit right now. Trigger Man is the top man. Don't care who the professionals are or nobody else though. So, hey, if you don't like it, get the fuck off the show. Let me run my show the way I want to run it, bitch. Come on, Mario.
Damn.
I can cut him off. I can cut him off. I'm doing what I want to do on my show. You don't like it, hang the fuck up.
The man answer the question, dog.
Hang the fuck up, nigga. Right,
so.
I don't like you saying
him. Well, listen. Hey, dog.
Hang the fuck up. I'm cutting him off for a reason. I want sharp, precise answers. Anybody that don't like the way I'm doing it, hang the fuck up. Come on, Mario.
Okay, well, now here it is. I'm not cutting the shit or taking that from them. But however, it's a lot more that goes into what looks like a better reaction time or a tree man is what you're getting at. 60-foot plays a factor.
Right.
How the car works. You got a man that can lift. Jamie could look like he left a man in a tree because he can have a 60-foot man. That don't mean that man didn't let go of the butt first.
Damn. Okay. All right, I understand that.
But I mean, to the naked eye, it's cool. But here's what I'm saying. everybody's a great driver. Like everybody you said deserve what they get. I'm not taking nothing from Jamie. He's come 100. To me, he is a great driver for all the shit he's done. However, it's a lot of great drivers out here.
No. We weren't saying that, Mark. And the reason somebody was saying I'm cutting them off because I'm getting these questions from some knowledgeable people, and they just wanted to know. And I was cutting you off for short answers because we can always elaborate on it later. So if anybody don't understand why I'm cutting you off, because, see, Mario, you give some damn good answers, and they ask these answers. But now you heard me name them six people. I named Jeffrey Barker, Marquise Haddon, Jamie Halls, Marcus Burke, Ricky Stanberg, and Nephew. Now, out of that, now, right. I'm putting you on the spot, and they said keep you on the spot. If you had to pick out of one of them, out of them six drivers, just out of those six drivers, which one would you pick to drive Mario's car, to drive Mario's car?
If it was me, out of everybody you named, I'm going to pick the one that's the lightest on the scale because that's where I'm going to try to get my other advantage from. And I got a bunch of badass cutters. That's why Sport, you know, Sport, my main man, he cuts that tree like no other. But at some point, I'm going to pick the lightest one of them because I like my program. I base my program a lot based off of weight.
Oh, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you still ain't going to tell us. But you still ain't going to tell us who your driver is.
Whichever one of them is the lightest. You know what I'm saying? I had to guess which one the lightest.
Yeah, I got that answer.
Oh, no.
I got that answer.
No. I'm gonna say this about my driver. I'm gonna say this about my driver. Y'all know him.
Oh man, CT.
So Mario, what's the big secret that you don't want to tell nobody who's driving your car? What's the big secret? I'm just asking.
It's honestly not a secret whatsoever. To be honest, it's just that I don't have nothing to hide. I think I got nothing to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Good point, Mario.
Right.
Good point.
Oh, shit. Boy,
I mean,
because
it don't really make a difference. You know what I'm saying? It don't really make a difference, you know? I mean, to the mothers, we got to raise, you know, everybody, they tough.
Oh,
you
know shit.
But I will say this. I do got two, though. I'm going to be honest. I got a shootout driver, and I got a go-to-war driver. I got a tech-a-toon driver, too. We got so much drivers and shit over here. It's fine, you know.
They said it's going to be Travis Harvey, DJ McCain.
Okay. Those are two great drivers. I would take either one of them. No question about it. I would take either one of them. Tell them I appreciate them honoring them. Hell, it could have been a twist in the game, you know. It could be something different.
Little Tony ain't coming out here driving no damn car. Little Tony, come on, Tim.
We ain't think.
Little Tony's
from in
the past, man. You
Mario,
don't go nowhere, Mario. I gotta get somebody else in trouble. Trigger Lee. I'm gonna ask you this question.
Oh,
you can ask it any way you want to. You can ask it any way you want to. And I'm just gonna ask you. I'm gonna eliminate some stuff. Do you think, as of this day, right now, as we're talking on this show, right now, do you think that Trigger Man is the best driver out there as of right now? That's a loaded question. I'm asking you.
You asking me that, though?
No, you stand by. I'm asking Trigger. It's a loaded question here. I'm asking Trigger. I want to see what she's going to say. I'm going to see if she's going to get on the witness stand for real or how she's going to answer that. I want to know. Trigger, answer that question.
I'm gonna ask you right now, dog, and I'm trying to formulate my answer because I want to make sure I say it appropriately. I think he's one of the best.
That ain't the question I asked you. You scared? You see, Mario answers the question. People might not like it. That's why I was cutting him off because once he answers, he can elaborate later. I just asked you as of right now, as we are talking right now.
I'm going to say this, talking right now today. I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right. No problem. Now, since you said that, Mario Jr., I'm talking to you, Trigger.
Right.
Who you think the best driver out there in, Trigger, since you said not right now? Who you think the best driver out there right now?
You got to. It's hard, dog, because you got to break down why.
Trigger, you said. Hold on, Trigger. Hold up. If y'all just be quiet and let her answer the question, then we can ask that question after the question. You got to go first. Trigger, you said, I just asked you a direct question just to get, see, I'm doing it just to get a, y'all be quiet
to
in
be
the background.
To be honest, I really, really, really like Marquise Hatton. Right.
Okay, no problem. Now, the second part of it, because they want to know this, they said, what was you basing your answer on? That was, I was going to get to that, but they wouldn't let me get to it. They just want to do it their way. But when I ask them to send them, they won't send them. So I'm going to do it my way since they don't want to. Now, what you base that on?
Dog. Marquise can go and win a big-ass race, and you won't hear a word from him. His humbleness to me. Still, he has nothing to prove to nobody.
Okay.
That's it. That's the
Mario, you got anything you want to say about that, Mario? Then the guys in the background, if they ask the question, I shut up. But see, they won't ask the question. They wait till I ask them, then they got to critique my question. So I'll give it.
They
can ask the question.
Well, I mean, all I'm here to qualify to do is answer what you want to ask. I don't have nothing to add, but I'm gonna answer whatever you ask.
I know that. That's what I love about you. That's what I love about you. You might get in trouble later, but I love it right now.
That's right.
Okay, Mario, Dirty South Grudge put out a top 10 list. Now, he put out a top 10 list. Now, just like me on my show, I can't tell another man what to do if he come up with it. So I can't say whether he's right or wrong because it's opinion. I can't say whether he's right or wrong. But these are the top 10 people, he said, in the Grudge race right now. Some of them looking on there, I scratch my head, but like I said, it's his list. He came on and did a video, Mario, and he explained himself real good on that video. These are the top 10 people he said in the game right now. He said it's the top 10 cars. At first they said 484, but then they got a 5-inch in it now. They said number one was Backstabber. Number two was King Carl. Number three was Baby Daddy. Number four was Uncle Sam. Number five was Josie Wells. Number six was Softy Bitch. Number seven was Wesley Snipes. Number eight was Dino. Number nine was Memphis Gangster. And number 10 was Bipolar. Is that a good list, bad list, or in-between list, Mario? Is that a good list, bad list, or in-between list?
Well, that's a pretty good list. Is it a 484 list? That man can't put Bipolar and that man on no damn 484 list.
Memphis Gangster.
I'd have cursed. Yeah, he need to send him a text and curse him the hell out. Then the only 5-inch, you gonna have them 9 and 10. See, I can't take shit like that. That man would have got a message back from me immediately. Now, I'm not going to go for that damn disrespect. I'm just going to say that right now. He must don't know he fucking with Bobby Cole now. He can't fuck with him in Memphis Gangster like that now. But other than that, dog, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, man, I feel like all them cars, I feel like it's kind of, it's hard to explain because nobody is really up. Like, you know, it's just hard to get everybody in the same ring. Everybody had their rim. You know what I'm saying? You can't say King Kong. He came out one time this year. And he won. Granted, he came out one time and he did win. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I get that. But it's a lot of, it's a lot of stuff that has went on since then, you know. So you can't take him down. I get that.
He didn't win this year, Mario. He didn't win this year.
He didn't beat Salty Bitch, right?
Yeah.
Come on now. That's what I'm saying. He went 1-1. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe number 3 is kind of high on the totem pole in my opinion.
Baby Daddy, Mario. Uncle Sam ain't lost no grudge races this year.
If you notice my first, I don't know if you just logged on now, but when Dog first asked me my top choices, what was the first car I named? I'm not biased. The first car I said was Uncle Sam is really a quiet killer. Because you don't hear
Mario,
a lot from them.
Mario.
They show up. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, dog.
Mario, I done got jumped on. I done got jumped on and missed my hip-hop. Yeah, okay. Okay, be quiet, Trickling, when I'm talking. I'm like Mario now. Be quiet when I'm talking. Mario, right now, they say they want to get this in straight. Maybe you can do it because ain't nobody else got it straight. They say, what does Mario consider a good driver? Since we think he's a good driver.
This is a good question to me. Here's a good driver for me. Anybody I ask, and you got to understand, I came up under, you know, Chris is my man. One thing I think about a good driver is a man that can let go the button. When I say let go the button, give you a chance. I'm okay with red lights can happen, but I'm just going to be honest with y'all. You know, I'd rather a man that I never really see go red. I'd take me a 20 or 30 over a man that could go double O red. This is me. Now, most important, I think a good driver is a man that knows when he's in trouble and a man that can bring his car, bring himself back safe and your car back to you. Now, that's for me. That's for me now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's me. Now, I all that double O shit and all that is cool because the only thing about it is you live and you die by that. So you praise a man when he killed a tree and then you talk shit about him when he go red. So I don't, you know, that's live or die. For me, you can give me a 20, 30 man and know when he in trouble, know when to bring my car back to me. It ain't no pressure. Now, don't get me wrong. I respect a man that fight for that money while we on the line. You understand what I'm saying? We in war. We going out there. I'm going to respect a man that's going to fight for me to the end. But I'm also going to respect whatever that man decided to do in that car. If he think he in trouble, he cut gas, he won't hear nothing from me. If he go all the way through and something happened, hey, I put you in the seat for you to make that decision. And at the end of the day, that's your life. You understand what I'm saying? The other car is material shit to me, but that's your life. But a good driver is one who knows the difference and understands a car, can tell me what's going on with my car. If I come back and you hear a converter bolt loose or you hear the rim making noise, these are the type of things that I like. It's steering wheel holders. And you got drivers. There's a difference. Now, a driver going to tell you, hey, man, I heard such and such. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we need to check this right here or this. I mean, so that's what Mario likes. No disrespect to nobody. Right. That's what I like.
Yes, sir. Good report. Good like Mike said. Yeah, you own.
That's why I had asked you that question. I said, because like Mario just explained well, a lot of fans might not know. They look at good drivers and, boy, he can turn that button loose. That's predominantly what they look at when they say a good driver. But that shit that Mario just said is what a lot of fans don't know. You got to have a driver in there that can come back and communicate to you, the tuner. If this motherfucker doing something, saying something to you, and you don't know what the fuck he's saying, and don't be able to relay that shit, then shit, you just a dead duck.
Before I used to drive
Lil Blue as much as I have lately, and Cameron used to drive first, this is what Daddy used to always say. And it wasn't no disrespect to me. It's just some shit I had to learn as a driver. He would say, well, man, I would like for Cameron to make a pass or two first just to make sure, you know, everything going good because he can come back and tell me what's going on with the truck. And until I learned that, hell, I wasn't shit. I had to learn all that stuff. I had to learn this truck doing this. This truck saying that. Hey, I hear this. Shit, I hear this. It's shaking. It's doing the kind of, it's spinning on the big end. You got to be able to slow your mind down. You're going fast, but you got to slow your mind down and understand what's going on with these cars, man, if you want to call yourself an elite driver.
Let me get Mario back up here, though. Mario is the truth. I'm going to give him a new name, the truth. That's why I'm going to give him a new name, the truth. Mario, I got one big one to ask you.
This one
you might not get right, Mario. But if you tell the truth, you might get. Can you hear me, Mario? Mario, can you hear me? Y'all be quiet for a minute, please.
Yeah, I got you. Now, Mario,
we all get on these shows here. We want trophies. We want shine. We want this here. Mario, tell me Mario Johnson in any way you want to tell me, in any way you want to say it. Mario, is it about the, is the win about the money or the prestige of just beating the best?
Oh no, it's about the pride. It's all about the money. Is just a, the money is just a token of what come along with it. The money just no, the money adds insult. Money adds insult to the injury. That's all. That's the only thing the money part does. And it make it makes the race sound bigger, but that doesn't mean shit either. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all. It just makes it. But it. Trust me, you get your ass kicked for $2,000 or $20,000. That shit hurt. You get your ass kicked. Yeah, I'm gonna be the first one here to tell y'all. I'm having fun. I'm talking shit, but God forbid, Lord knows, I get my ass blown out for Jamie. Y'all, if y'all think I won't give a damn, what that man? What's my nothing to do with the money? The shit I got to deal with in here, man. Sleep.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm serious about that.
Yeah. All right, Mario.
But it don't feel as bad. It don't feel as bad.
Let me go finish rubbing it in since everybody got quiet. Let me go and finish rubbing it in. As of right now, Mario, as of right now, is Trigger Man the baddest motherfucker in grudge racing as of right now, in your opinion?
The baddest man in grudge racing. Lord have
mercy. Overall.
No, I'm going to tell you something now. I'm going to be honest with you.
Come on.
You ain't finna get me on no damn recorded line for me to say no goddamn. I just told you I got to deal with this man on different levels. I'm not finna tell no grown ass man my competition, he the baddest man in nothing. He fuck Trigger Man. I'm going to tell y'all that now. Y'all, he might be the baddest of y'all. He ain't shit to me.
Hey, Mario, you trying to get Mario them knee pain. You got to go. See, ain't no way I can fight you crazy as hell. Ain't no way I'm going out. No, hell no. Hey, Mario.
Yeah. Dog. This trip here gonna take me to the highs. Hell, damn you too, Mario.
Man, you think I'm gonna sit here on a fucking recording line and tell the next man to stand up like me, he the baddest man in something?
Yeah.
Man, you better get your ass off his head. Fuck Trigger Man.
So real good. Yeah, man, I think Trigger Man the best man in racing, man. Even though I'm going through his ass this weekend, man.
Yeah,
he's
crazy.
Greatest man. Come on, dog.
See
When
Dawg
asked you that, Mario, get what I did.
What, cut on Zello? Yeah. You and Dawg. I don't know how much you gave Dawg to answer that question, bitch, but you won't get off on that one. I can tell you that. You sent that question in.
Hey, Mario, you doing all right, dog. You doing real damn good, dog.
Thank you, man. He showed out. I was gonna get to it, man. Y'all just have to let me set a motherfucker up first.
Hey,
Mario, yeah, but see, hey, Jamie, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't have the patience. I can't out talk you. I can't argue with you. I ain't gonna try to beat him. That's not my thing. You know, I'm gonna let you do you. I'm gonna fall back and shout the way. But I can tell you one thing. When I tell you my little brother on the way to get you on your ass, I got your match. See, right now we ain't there yet. We got a couple more weeks. Well, I got your fucking match coming.
Are you sure my
heart? You got you paid to believe it. See, I got your match coming. Now, he got time for you. I promise.
Listen to me. I bet you heard me to go to game again, boy. I bet you that.
Man, you're crazy, man. Hey, listen, like I said, I ain't going to get into that because I ain't going to talk to you. But just know you got your match coming. I can tell you that. In all aspects.
I know that. But guess what? All aspects, this shit ain't nothing like it used to be. That's all I can fucking tell you. I keep telling y'all that.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Hey, guess what? I'm going to tell you this now. He didn't let that button go a couple times and that motherfucking lucky now. That tree, he ain't lost that tree yet now. He ain't lost that tree.
Just like riding a bicycle, Mario. I'm gonna make that something smoke. He still smoking Newports, Donnie. That's how many times.
I don't know.
He still smoke, Donnie.
I don't know what he do. I just know he let that button go. I know he can still let that button go. He can still let that button go. Hey, Mr. Clark, you won't get me with that one either, Mr. Clark.
Files, you smoke crack, don't you? Files, you smoke crack, don't you? Let's tell you, Mario, like, as far as what dogs said and this and that, man, listen, they're like, you don't want to announce that foul. One thing about it, that shit, that is dead. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't care.
No,
who's
and,
driving. No, no, no.
Exactly.
I understand the questions that he had, but I don't care who's driving your car, period. I don't care about who in the next or anybody else's fucking car. You know what I'm saying?
But Jamie, can I tell you something? Listen, Jamie, listen. Don't take this. This
like some of the rest of them. They're going to figure out if they're good enough to be in that goddamn seat to turn that W on. You can bet your ass on that.
Oh, shit.
But Jamie. All right, Jamie, let me tell you something what I noticed about you right now. Everybody on here, you know, you've been on, you definitely on the big screen. You going all across the world. You racing. I pay attention to you. But I'm not a driver. And I pay attention to you. So these real drivers, like yourself, I know they pay attention to you. And I understand you's a bad man in your opinion. And ain't nothing wrong with that. You didn't show that, right? But you got a lot of telltale signs for you to be bad now. You know what I'm saying? See, I know when you're scared. See, I see when you go to Orangeburg and you drive some of them other cars, and them boys get over there and they cut that one bulb on, and you be over there purging in the air, bumping through the marble, you having a ball. And that other man over there go in, and you got the door still swinging open and shit, and you just waiting because you know you got your little man. You know, he might be a little jit or something. But I see your ass go out here on this big screen, and you go against a man. You damn near run your man over backing you up first, so you can hurry up and purge and get both of your bulbs on first. You get the button on your goddamn thumb, all that shit for the next man come in to make sure you trigger. Man, I'm telling you, I've seen the difference in you now. You got to tell. I'm going to tell you something. Now, you're a telltale man.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this right here. I like for shit like that. That's why some of your team members call me for information. I tell them shit the rest I can tell you with. You understand?
I don't know why my team would call you for any damn thing, but ask how to be a damn.
Oh shit!
I give people. Know what they come around me for, what they call me for, Mario. Do you understand that?
Damn, man, I'm not talking about what nobody talk you about. I'm talking about I didn't watch you go into battle with two or three people, races, and your hurry ass double bubbling these folks damn near. That's all I'm trying to tell you. You call it what you want to call it.
Last
three races you went in, you double bub, sir. I'm down with you tell somebody. I'm talking about what you tell the car. You tell the car, hurry, we got to wait. What you tell your crew is, soon as y'all close the door, don't fan the smoke. I get the smoke out later. Let me close the door so I can get in.
Mario, listen to me. I want you to see, you said the last three videos. Go back and watch the last 100 and stuff video. See, some of these drivers on here, you can't watch the back 3 or 4 of these damn videos because they only come out. What you watch me. You got plenty of videos out there to watch me on. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you all of them something different. You understand what I'm saying? Don't you see how how many times I went in there and double ball? You know why? Because I know how to play, Tony. Just like I know how to play your crew. You understand what I'm saying?
Just like I know how to play you. But listen, just like I know how to play you.
And Mario, really, truly, you ain't never played with me before, Mario. You ain't never played with me before.
I know. Listen. This is gonna be our first. And I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you why I come here. Don't be been here. I'm gonna tell you like the old man told his son. As soon as the rain stops, I'm gonna make an example out of you.
Mario, you can't more one of y'all on this phone.
As the sun go down Saturday, I'm gonna make an example out of you. You can take that for you what it's worth.
Okay.
Well, listen. That's perfectly fine. When the fucking sun go down, we gonna make an example out of your ass. Now you can believe in that.
I done heard that when we had J.R. Gray locked in.
You ain't never heard that from me. Now that's all I'm trying to tell you. I don't give a damn what you did with J.R. Gray. You didn't say anything to J.R. Gray that I did. We don't want to hear about no damn J.R. Gray. I don't know. We ain't got nothing to do with J.R. Gray. That man ain't over here. We both did the same thing to J.R. Gray. You want to see J.R. Gray cut the TV on Sunday?
We ain't talking about the lake. We talking about right here.
He built the lake, Jamie. He built the lake. He built the lake the other day, Jamie.
If Jamie want to talk to J.R. Gray, tell him to cut the damn news on, cut ESPN on Sunday afternoons. Right now, we ain't talking about that. We talking about what your ass going to get down here. We not interested in nobody you didn't beat already, Jamie. We not interested in that shit. You can say we can go to YouTube and see it.
Right.
We can go to Trigger Man Racing and see anybody that you didn't race. We don't care about that shit. No, please tell Jamie we don't care about that. We can go to Trigger Man Racing page and see everything he done. We don't want to hear about that shit. He didn't got that money. That money done spent. That money spent, dog.
You don't care about it because the fucking wins in the champions conference,
man. Jamie, I would never. Jamie, let me say something to you. Let me help you out and say something. I would never take that away from you. No, listen, just listen. I'm gonna be honest with you. Take it from somebody that's been in the game a long time, Jamie. Listen to me. I will never, ever, a person like you, a person like Tony Fines, a person like Street King, Block Motorsport, like all them people right there, you all will always have a way better winning record than a person like myself. Because y'all going to always have more people willing to try y'all than they going to try me. That's why the record's like that. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't no disrespect. It's the truth. That is not a shot at you, Jamie. That is the truth.
I understand that, but Mario, you sell your shit. It's for a fool. Watch how many motherfuckers come at you.
I understand, Jamie, because it's supposed. Listen, why do you think we elected to come back to this class? Because it was all full of people that's trained to go. It ain't no fucking excuses.
I ain't got no reason to figure out why in the hell you come back. Come back, I'll fuck you up. I ain't got no reason to run this.
Okay, well, listen, you ain't got but like I told you, just as soon as the sun go down, you'll get a chance to do it.
Well, like I said, I don't sleep at night.
Jamie, you on the same thing I'm on right now. Jamie, you on the road, and you on sleep, and I'm on the road all the way up until last night. Right now, I'm chilling now. Shit, I walk in the building with my hands in the ceiling.
Ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing.
I understand that, sir. Only thing you need to do is get your ass over there.
Same fucking thing. You understand that? We won't be doing
no,
the same
we
thing.
Really can't. We really can't understand half the shit you saying, to be honest, because you on that. You need to damn take some of your winners and get you a good phone.
There's a brand new phone that got cracked up when I beat Jesse
J. Got cracked up. Stop whooping that man, Mario. That goddamn switch. Stop that shit, Mario.
Particularly, you don't know where you want to be at. You always on Tony Bond. Now you're on Mario. You even know
hey,
Mario.
Hey, this ain't about me. This ain't about me. This is about Mario whooping your ass with that switch right now, man. He bought that switch right now. Damn that.
Back to you now, Mario.
Hey, but Treat, that comes with time. You know what I'm saying? The man want to be yelling and raising all that. You got to get him with you. Know, he don't understand. He's so rough, hey, man.
You
he want
right, rough.
Right.
He's going
there.
He's
going
there.
Yeah, he
don't like to listen.
He don't rough. He don't know how to get him an extra 20 minutes. He don't know how to get the extra 20 minutes out of motherfucker. He don't know that yet.
Right.
I'm going to teach him, though.
Mario,
I'm going to teach how to slide up in
him. That's what I want you to understand. When these people, when I'm talking about what backstabber was going to do, do you understand how many was on my neck? Do you understand that?
I understand that. Yeah.
You don't.
But
you don't
Jamie,
understand it.
But Jamie, you done that. You done what you're supposed to do, Jamie.
I'm a stay on
but
the
Jamie, neck. Let me say something to you. Unfortunately, bro, you gonna have to come in and earn your respect like you is. So you doing that. You doing that every time you run into it. You're earning your respect. However, you still going to have to do what it takes to prove it to people. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You can cut their ass. And you got some people you cut their ass, and they want to run you again. See, that's a good feeling. Because here's the thing, Jamie. You in a position, if you bad as you claim you are, you should be a fucking multi. I'm talking about the end of this damn year. You're going to have to bury all that damn money you got. Because you got people that don't believe it. So long as they don't believe it, that's a good thing. So keep showing them, but you can't throw the rock one time and get the fuck out of the building, though. That's all I'm saying. You throw the rock and get the hell out of the room.
Hold on, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why this is the exact reason why I wanted that video for you some bitches that say backstabber ain't done shit.
That's why I don't want that video. Because we're going to beat the living shit out of half of these 44s that's out here. Now.
Oh, shit.
But, David, let me ask you a question. Are you willing to do it again?
Mario. We, Mario.
It's okay. That's a question. It's just a question. Just tell me. It's just yes or no.
Mario, when we get done running just like Billy the Kid, who the hell is a Billy the Kid? Won't you see me upstairs calling people out, these new calls? We running people that ain't beat yet. Once we get this, everything got recycled on it. You recycle shit, don't you? I'm going to recycle y'all heads. I'm going to recycle y'all heads.
Hey, but see, Damon, that could be true. But see, Damon, when you get to be bad, it ain't that much to choose from no more. So you saying you a trained killer right now. You a trained killer. You ain't got too many people coming at you. So you got to run the ones that are trying to shoot at you.
Hey, Mario, once we get done with these new cars that's coming out, we going to drop the doors and fuck y'all up with this new one. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Mario.
Mario. We got a new one coming. Nothing to talk about. Now, I know y'all ain't going to like it, but y'all can't do nothing about it right now.
But, okay, Jamie, let me interview you right quick. Let me interview you right quick, Jamie. Why do you feel like you're receiving all the hate from these people?
Mario, you know, let me explain something to you, Mario. Don't interview me. Interview them people that's 2 through 10. That's what you need.
Damon, say he the top. That man on the top list is talking about 1 through 2 through 10.
Interview 2 through 10.
Oh, this man is a damn fool. I'm serious, like this man crazy right now. This man want to get interviewed from a motherfucker that put 2 5-inch cars on a 484 list, and you want to talk about you the number one? Somebody need to interview his ass. That's who they need to interview. They need to interview the crazy motherfucker that made that video, boy.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I mean, that's the way the world works now. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Here, cameraman. Don't be so
wrong. Oh, shit. Damon. Hey, dog. I need to put me in the private, dog. Yeah. Fuck all that. Dog, put me in the private. Put me in the private, dog. I got a request.
Okay, hold on. Y'all go ahead and talk. Y'all might go. Padre, your mic been over here since you hit the one button. You can get like 10 miles now, goddamn it. Y'all don't know when your goddamn mic open, dumbasses.
The motherfucker didn't say you're in the queue, goddamn it.
I heard you a couple times, Padre.
And then he talking about Herd. Herd kind of dropped down to a damn junior damn 44. He cried on that. He cried out damn ready. Like y'all trying to fool somebody talking about a junior 44. Get his weak ass out of here, that shit. Man,
Hey, Jamie, I just got a text from a motherfucker named Billy Goat or Billy the Kid or some Billy some shit.
Billy the Kid ain't race ready.
Tell
Billy the Kid go stick a knife in. All right, Billy the Kid ain't fucking ready for me.
Oh, shit. He told me to call him. Yeah, he said call him. I'm finna call him.
Hey, dog.
He said call him.
He ain't got no race pressure. So what is the use of you calling Billy the Kid?
Well, Jamie, see, I gotta let every man speak for himself so they won't say I started this shit. Hey, let me ask this question right quick before you get on here. Hey, Maul. They told me that's Maul in the court. Hey, Maul. Maul.
Maul,
they said ask Maul, Big Mouth ass. The same question I asked Trigger. So I'm asking, they told me to ask you this, Ma. They said, as of right now, do you think Trigger Man the baddest man in Grudge Ring? They said, they want to know what Ma got to say.
Hell yeah. We got Red on here, too.
Man, we got, boy, this show here, I'm finna go. I'm about to forget about that bad report shit tonight. I'm just going to.
No. We gonna do that goddamn bell report. Don't start that shit, dog. We doing that fucking bell report.
Nah, treat the bell.
Run it, Athens on. Everybody come out the woodwork for your ass, Jamie. Everybody on. Y'all go ahead. Mike Golden. Mike Golden.
Hey, dog.
Fuck that boots off, dog. What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Dog.
You on? You on?
I ain't got no oil pressure.
Race ready. You ain't race. What is the point?
Dog.
Yeah.
Chamber one person talk at a time, okay?
Yes,
I ain't got long. I'm at work. But anyway, Damon, you put up a post Saturday, say you whoever got this car, this color, blah, blah, blah. Well, I got a call that you had posted. I called you. I called you Saturday. And I asked you, I said, Damon, what you want to do? You said, well, I got 2 minutes racing right now. I don't want to do nothing. I'll let you know. That's what you told me Saturday. I'm going to set the record straight right now. Just like I built Joe's well, I built Billy the Kid. I ain't scared of no fucking 484 card. And after I backed Jamie up, somebody called me and said, get on Facebook. They talk about, well, he dodging Jamie and called Kong out. No. I had already called Jamie and asked Jamie, did he want to lock in for Mike race? Then I called Kong. So, hey, Billy the Kid is ready.
Listen, Jamie, hear this out, bro.
I called you Saturday and told you deposit ready. You denied it, bro.
I'm not ready, bro. What the fuck you talking about?
You denied it, bro. Bro, you denied it. Now listen, Jamie, listen. Somebody else go ahead and talk. I done made my point. Billy the Kid ready. I called out to Jamie, and I called out Cone for Mike Hill race. I told both of them I'll be at Mike Hill race. Come on, bro. Now you talking some. Hey, I'm working. I'm out of town. I can't be there.
I don't date race. I can rock your ass there for tomorrow
night. No, you don't. You don't. You run from.
Yeah.
Listen, man. That ain't a number. No problem. If you want to be ready for Mike Hill race, tell dog whatever you want a DP you want. I'll get
Jamie,
my kid.
He can't tell you when to run, Jamie. Wednesday or
Thursday. You at work. Take your ass back to work then. But you ain't telling me a goddamn thing.
Jamie, you can have the talk. You got talking, but that's all you can do.
Because this is a talk show, so I'm going to fucking talk. And you can do it.
Hey, Mario, whoever else want it. I done said what I had to say. Whoever else want to talk,
Thursday,
I'm done.
Jamie.
I said what I said.
Yo, what's up?
I care about Mario. Who the hell is telling me? Boy?
I'm done talking. They can talk to you now. Cowboy.
Wins us Thursday.
Yeah, what up, Trigger?
Another thing coming.
Hey.
I don't give a damn
hey,
about
what's up, Trigger?
What's up, honey?
What's good? I ain't gonna lie, ain't nothing junior about me but MJ. That's basically only junior about me anyway. But on another note, the reason why I did get leave grudge racing, it wasn't because I had to. It was more so just because, you know, I had other things going on personal with my life and my kids. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like I had to at the end of the day. Ain't nobody never made me run. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I don't give a damn, man, you know, whatever happened, if you win, whatever, Mario, I don't give a fuck, you beat Joseph Wells, I don't care, you beat Shadow, you know how I roll, Jamie, you know, man, you're going to have to get down, regardless, I don't give a fuck who, how fast, I hear a lot of talk on D-Cars doing this, D-Cars doing that, I don't give a fuck what nobody running, I don't give a fuck about no light, I don't give a fuck about none of it, you're going to have to show me, everybody going to have to show me, I'm hard-headed, I've always been hard-headed. So a motherfucker gonna have to show me. You gotta whoop me. You gotta whoop everybody. Everybody gotta whoop me. You gonna have to show me. And I'm coming. But when I'm fucking coming, I'm coming. You know,
one by one, Hoss, one by one.
But you can go back to work too, just like goddamn
Jamie, I stay working, but I still make time to play. You feel me? It's time to fucking play. It's time to fucking play now, and we're gonna and all this fucking yapping, all this fucking talking.
Well,
Hoss, we're gonna
feel about
all this
Hoss.
Shit.
Hoss, we playing.
Huh? I'm gonna fuck you up, huh? So nothing to talk about. So you can get your hot ass off here, cause you ain't raised right in the middle. So you can get and shut that door right behind the kid. So damn the two of y'all.
Okay. Yeah, Hoss, cause we playing, Hoss. We playing already.
You playing? Yeah, he playing.
We coming, man.
Oh shit!
They got to show us too, Hoss. They got to show us.
For a motherfucker's sake, tell them what's your name, Mario. Bitch, get a Mario name or get a 100 used to be. Man, that shit don't impress me.
Why you
miss me? Miss me with that? What?
Man, listen, man. Don't nobody give a fuck about nobody's name. We all men at the end of the day. I don't give a fuck about nobody's name. I rock my own motherfucking wave. I don't give a fuck about another nigga wave. I'm my own man. You know, at the end of the day, I've always been my own motherfucking man, just like anybody else on here. I don't give a fuck about no names. I don't give
damn
a fuck
man,
about none of that.
Mario,
we gonna get down on this.
I'm not heard of all too.
Yeah, we damn sure.
He gonna have to knock me off.
Listen,
he gonna have to knock me off.
Well, we ready.
I tell you what, you mouthy motherfucker, lock in 520 for motherfucking Mike race then.
Man, stop me,
we racing already, heard. We gonna lock in them race. We up there when we racing already. We don't know what might happen to the car. We racing. Y'all ain't racing. You ain't racing, heard.
Let's get down.
We'll lock in Thursday night.
Hey, I tell you what.
Lock his ass in Thursday night, Jamie.
Hey, I tell you what, Jamie. I tell you what, you mouthy motherfucker. Let's do two fucking races. Let's do two fucking races Saturday at your fucking race. You going to be at your race Saturday? Let's do two
lock
fucking races.
Lock him in Thursday
then.
Night.
Let's see who the fucking real king is, motherfucker. Let's lock in.
Lock me in Thursday night.
Lock in a motherfucking one on a dime for fucking Saturday night, motherfucker.
Hey, we run this show.
We run this show.
You won't luck no more.
Ooh, you running good, Hoss. Run that show, baby.
This shit different, boy. The fuck wrong with you?
They can't tell us what to do.
A whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
Can't tell us what to do now, Hoss.
What the fuck is different? What's different? Tell me what's different. What's different?
It's a new set at the town.
What's
and it feels like
fuck new.
We're doing it one by one, here. One by one. One by one.
What's new? Tell me what's new.
One by one.
I want to know what's new.
One by one.
What the fuck is new? What the fuck is new? This shit still the same fucking shit.
We don't jump when y'all say jump, heard. We don't jump when you say jump, heard. We jump on our time.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. If you're a boss,
we jump on our time. We don't jump when nobody tell us to jump.
If you're a boss, you're supposed to do it on your time.
That's right.
But then on fucking day, ain't nothing.
Money Mayweather, he don't jump when they tell him to jump. He jump on his time.
What you need to do is get your ass on the phone and call him and get your car time to get that motherfucker ready. You need to phone with the wrong motherfuckers, boy.
Man, I don't want to hear none of that motherfucking talking. If you still talking from all that time, look in for fucking Saturday.
We're coming.
And we got a rain locked in Saturday.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's the thing about here? Time.
Jamie, you say
all
what,
right,
Jamie?
Had fun with that. Hey, bro, we had fun with that. Now we okay with him. Now you want?
I'm gonna get you, boy.
You'll never get him, her. You ain't got what it takes to get him, her. You ain't got what it takes, her.
You're right. I got more than what it takes.
I can't tell. I can't tell.
You can't tell what?
I can't either, Cal.
I can't tell he got what it takes. We out here raising.
I can't tell.
He's sitting on his ass.
I can't
he ain't
tell
doing
this.
That.
I can't tell shit.
Oh, so you got a lot of nobody else
here?
Look here. Hey, her, you got a lot of people out there with 484. You ain't crying a lot. Nobody else in. Jamie got a raise with Mario.
I don't see
you crying a lot.
Bullshit.
Baby Daddy in. I don't see you crying a lot. Uncle Sam in. I don't see you crying a lot.
Bullshit.
Look. Hey, Cal, listen. Ain't none of them at the end of the day. The business was enough. He called my
man. Herb, fuck that. Say what it is. We know y'all sweet as a motherfucker. That's why.
I can't tell. Nobody whooping yet.
Mario.
We ain't that goddamn sweet.
Hey, Cowboy.
Let me get some bad taste in the mouth, boy. It tastes like lemon. We ain't that goddamn sweet.
Hey, Cowboy, one thing about it.
Hey, look at Jesse James thought we were sweet, Mario.
Mario,
them boys talking the same shit
see.
You talking Friday night. Everybody was talking like that.
That.
The same way you heard talking.
I told them,
when Saturday come, we'll slap them right on the ass, and that we did.
I got you.
We ain't sweet as you think we is.
You just sit right there and talk.
All right.
We got two motherfuckers that
Hey, he go to good.
Hey, Mario, you'll see Saturday when you're sweet. Mario, you'll see Saturday when you're sweet.
Cowboy, one thing I know about you, you've been around a long time, way longer than me. And I know you. I know you know me. And I know how you gonna already play this situation. So you supposed to. But I promise you this right here. The ass cutting I get Jamie come Saturday, that's something
no,
the new
gonna
car
do.
Y'all got coming. The new car
hey,
y'all
yo.
Got coming. I can guarantee y'all this here. Y'all be taking that bitch off the paint, the doors, the back end, and y'all be waiting on that new shit.
Mario, you
the
ain't gonna Mario, you ain't gonna beat
okay,
the old car right. first, Mario.
Okay,
you ain't
right.
gonna beat
okay,
the old
okay,
car.
Okay, watch. Listen.
You'll see.
No problem, sir. No problem, sir.
You'll see.
We already there. We waiting.
Mario, you're going to fall out. Mario, you're going to fall out fast
you.
When that motherfucker
man,
go down
please.
Through there.
Man, how the fuck? How? How?
You're going to fall
the
fuck
out,
Mario.
Out?
You ain't going to believe it. You're going to see God.
I know it.
Damn.
I know it. One thing about it, Cowboy, I've been known to make motherfuckers fall out.
Mario.
You can believe that. I've been known
make
to
make us fall out, Mario.
We'll see. I know. I didn't hear about it before.
We ain't falling out, Mario.
I didn't hear about it. I know. I didn't hear about it. Hey, Cowboy, do me a favor, man. Let Damon know he got that trailer on the back of that car with Keisha, man. That motherfucker.
No, man, that's my horse. He all right.
He
motivated. He all right.
But just text him and tell him we can't hear what he's saying. Just
oh, no, I can hear him. I understand him real good.
I'll tell
I
you
understand. You would.
You would.
Horse, I understand you, horse. Horse, I understand you. Talk, baby.
I wish you still had a I bet you understand.
Yeah, I know. I bet you understand I still got access to Mighty Mouse. Now get your ass flipped with that, mo. Now do that. Now get your ass flipped with that with your good talking ass.
Mario,
let me make an example of you. Shut the fuck up and let me make an example out you. Now do you want to fucking do that? Motherfucker. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So listen, I don't even talk about them little old shit. Now, that was Charlie shit, that old stealing glass. I don't even talk about that kind of shit no more. So don't tell me that, boy. Listen to me, Jamie. Have fun while you can. Now, you about to get your ass and shit you can't get out of now. I'm just telling you now.
Mm-hmm. Mario.
I'm just letting you know
Mario,
that.
Mario, you won't
you know
beat
that.
Him, Mario. You'll never
Jamie
beat him, Mario.
Jamie plays up to
him.
Y'all. Listen, ain't but one way I don't beat him. Y'all don't come out.
Well, we'll see sad. Mario,
you
like you said,
right
you telling the man, hey, Mario,
right.
You so scared, Mario.
You, right.
You telling him how to grind. Mario, you scared. You can't tell Jamie how to grind. I heard you go in there.
Know.
I seen you go in there, devil bird. Is Jamie on the devil bird? That's what he do. He do what he do. He
hey,
got to do what you want
you
him to do.
You can make that shit sound good as hell.
He
what I'm
devil
trying to
bug,
let you know
he
is,
bug,
what I'm trying to let
you
know
scared.
Is,
you
I understand.
What kind of bug
I know
he gonna do. You worry about what Jamie
do. Does do what he do. I know why he do what he do.
You worry about what
Jamie
do. Watch what
Jamie,
he do.
We
saying.
Can't hear you, Jamie. We can't hear you, Jamie.
I hear him. I understand him. I understand him.
Well, give him your phone then, Cowboy. Give him your phone.
No, I understand him. I understand him. I heard
no,
everything
you got a good
he
one.
Said.
You must be on a landline. That bitch you got clear. You must got one of them strings. That
I heard, Jamie, I know everything he said. I know he said he's going to blow like your ass off, Patty. You hurt.
I know it. I know he did. We are. That's already
man.
Dog. Hey, dog, let's get somebody who coming down here to say they on the way. Let me see who really on the way.
Why y'all going to lock in nobody else? Y'all
who
scared of her.
Please.
Y'all scared of her. Y'all scared of Uncle Sam. Y'all scared of Baby Daddy. Y'all scared of Joseph Webb.
I'm talking to Dawg right now. He going to get the people on here.
So, Jamie, we gotta kill him one by one, Jamie. We're going to slow and kill these motherfuckers, Jamie. One by one. We're going to pick out a shoe we want to kill next.
Hey,
as we kill Mario, we're going to pick out a shoe.
Don't worry about them. Like Herb come on here like who the hell he supposed to be?
Herb can't beat
nobody,
man.
That's Herb the ruler.
Herb ain't beat nobody else.
Now, who the hell he come on here?
Then he want to jump to the top of the ladder. Can't be.
No.
Man, lock in Baby. Hey, her, lock in Baby Dad and Joseph Webb and Uncle Sam there.
Cowboy, what about running action, Cowboy?
Hell, lock him in.
That's a ladder.
Hey, man. Jamie called him out for Thursday night, boo.
Right.
He's talking about he's ready to go.
He working, but hell, he working. But how in the hell he ready to go then he working? I thought he was the own boss.
We'll be the man.
I am.
Okay then. So what about Wednesday or Thursday?
Cowboy, I should have told. I should get on my kid for posting that damn car. I know that car ain't ready.
What about Wednesday or Thursday?
Well, get on my ear then.
We ready for Wednesday or Thursday? We got something for Saturday.
We'll get on anybody, boy. The fuck wrong with you? Billy the kid, you dummy.
Yeah,
the kid.
But. Yeah, we already talked about that.
Hey, dog. Jamie, watch your mouth. Stay in a young man place now.
Ronnie, he's grown, Ronnie. You talking to him. He grown.
Don't talk to him.
He won't talk to you,
Ronnie.
Goodbye. That's fine. That's right, Ronnie. Don't talk to him. He won't talk to you.
Bye. Goodbye. Hey, you right, Cowboy. You right. Goodbye, Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, just like we beat your ass last time, we beat your ass again when you thought you had some with David Reese.
Jana, you done lost a race before. Everybody done lost a race. Everybody.
You're right.
Everybody.
And then, Ronnie, we don't beat a lying ass, too. We still whooping
ass.
But
Ronnie ain't never beat us.
Hey,
Boo,
beat
you. You
didn't
beat
Boo.
Hey, listen.
Time
gonna tell everything.
Well, I need to come on and tell.
You and Herb need to get your ass off,
because
y'all ain't ready to go.
Y'all probably need to wait and raise each other.
It's all fun and game tonight.
Cowboy. Hey,
Ronnie, that's how we do have fun. Hey, Ronnie, that car you said you put together, we already beat that damn car. So what the hell you talking about? The same car you put together. You ain't beat shit, motherfucker. You ain't beat nothing. Hey, bet $5,000 you want to bet on that.
Bet $5,000.
Get the dog. Hey, buddy, no, you said to call him Bill, and I ain't said nothing about Joseph Webb.
No, we said
you
Joseph
said to call him Bill. You,
Jamie said,
no,
call
you did not. Everybody
already, we beat it. He was talking about Joseph Webb.
Well, listen, you talking about Joseph Webb. I don't own Joseph Webb no more.
But you said to call you Bill.
Hey,
beat Jamie.
See,
Jamie said he already beat that car already.
You just embarrassed yourself. You just really embarrassed yourself.
No,
now.
Jamie was talking about Joseph
Webb,
buddy.
Cowboy, that's Ronnie's accent. You know Ronnie got good sense. They don't need to talk to Ronnie.
Okay.
Ronnie got good sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who the hell ain't ready to go?
I don't want to hear that from them. Spanish kid.
Jamie, you ready to go, boy? You ready to go?
What was talking to him for, man?
You ready to devil bug you, motherfucker? Okay. You ready to devil bug you, motherfucker?
Man, Mike Hill posting that man called by like he was posting Shawty, and Shawty did a damn thing in the 44 world. Mike Hill, the hell you don't post that shit,
man.
Jamie, you call a motherfucker out on Wednesday or Thursday night. You ready to go, boy?
Hey, Mike Hill, the disgrace to the 44 world, man.
Hey, Jamie. Did they cancel that race up, Miller?
No, man. But, Jamie, you ready to go Wednesday or Thursday night, boy. You ready to go.
Okay, but listen, dog. Who else trying to come down here Saturday night and get the action, dog? Who trying to come down here Saturday and get the action? You said that. You said earlier.
I don't know. All I do is. As they catch me, I'll put it out there.
Anybody asking Jesse Jane? Anybody asking Baby Daddy? He say he want a race. Anybody asking Baby Daddy? Anybody asking Jesse Jane? Anybody asking none of them call. But Jamie, you ready to go, boy? You's a fucking killer,
cowboy.
Boy, you's a killer.
They all kissing cousins. They kissing cousins.
Jamie, you's a killer, boy.
They kissing
one
cousins.
By one. Fuck them one by one.
I know they don't like it.
You're going to have a baby. Boy, you're going to get somebody pregnant. Watch and see.
Oh, man, not the child support.
Boy, you's a bad mother scooter.
You talking about kissing cousins, Jeremy.
Correct, Kay. First of all, who is you talking to me? Who is you?
Oh, shit.
Make it clear.
Damn.
105.
Oh, sound like Wilshire. 105, Jamie.
That mall,
105. Hey, mall, I caught you, mall. 105. Y'all saw that mall there, boy.
Yeah, they kissing cousins now. They can plot up all they want on backstab and watch how we let the other door down.
Jamie, they kind of be like Sison number one and Sison number two. They kind of tight team on you, boy.
Well, no. That's the Southeastern tag team.
Sison number one, Sison number two.
You hear Herb think he's going to tag team us? I'll throw Herb ass over the top rope like it'll win the Royal Rumble. What the hell wrong with him?
Oh, man, not Herb the ruler.
Damn.
Hey, Herb don't belong in the same ring as us, man. Go ahead, out of here. Herb.
Damn. Jamie just got nasty, man.
Jamie, they can't stop you, boy. Don't let them stop you, boy.
I know they don't like
you. You're going to make them fall like Ric Flair.
Miss me with that kid.
Yeah, I know they don't like you. Y'all boy, when they was on our neck, my back stabbing was shit. Ain't about y'all stop them.
No.
Ain't about y'all
stop them. Even dog was saying, man, y'all ain't did shit, man. Backstab ain't shit.
Okay. Okay.
Backstab going to break up a lot of home, boy. Right. Backstab going to break up a lot of home.
It done broke up two homes already.
Hey, Jamie, backstab will make a motherfucker team up, don't it? Make him, hey, tag me.
Man.
Put me in the game, coach.
Not the tag team.
Hey, hold on.
Ronnie Hagson, get over here. Hell, if he got beef with Joseph Wells, he need to be calling out Joseph Wells. Oh, we can. Let's sit your fake ass down somewhere, man. Go ahead, dog.
Hey. You can hold up, Jamie.
Put me in the game, coach.
Y'all, Trigger got a battery for. Trigger got to be on a battery. We were supposed to be a battery for. I didn't already put it on Facebook, but so it ain't no surprise no more. But Trigger, you have a battery for right quick. Trigger, hurry up. Don't get me get back on the road.
No, it's already on. It's already up. It's all right. I'm good. I like your battery for.
Okay.
I like
yours.
Who was the Lamont Sample?
The Lamont Sample was Willie Dawg.
Oh, okay.
Willie Dawg was a Lamont Sanford, and Willie Dawg was the Thot. The Jackass was a big Block. Block was the Jackass.
Mm-hmm.
What else y'all want to know? The Bad of Week was Triple X Potter. X Factor was Triple X Potter. The Curl was Ansley Ponce as the driver of a freestyle, that damn freestyle down there. Down in Atmo this week, they were short out down there. Had a damn good race down there at Atmo this week.
Hey, dog, Tony ain't got nothing?
Man, I don't even, don't call it, Cowboy, don't call that man name on my show, please.
Tony really was my bad of the week, so he got something.
Tony ain't got
nothing. We always know he's going to be your battle.
But you ain't
going to be your battle.
You ain't official, though, Trigger.
Hey, Jamie, you ain't make the list. You ain't
Tony
make the list.
He did some
bad
shit. Trigger. Hey,
dog. You
hey,
ain't
dog.
Make
Tony,
the list.
He did some
bad
shit.
He ain't got nothing.
Trigger, you ain't official.
You ain't make the list.
If I had to give some cowboy, it would have been the Juggers.
The Juggers.
No, you are kidding me.
Tony said he did some bad shit, man. Tony did some bad shit. He ain't got nothing.
Man.
I'm finna get this switch for you, dog. I'm finna get this switch on your ass.
Him and Tate over there in the men's bathroom. Him and Tate was over there in the men's bathroom, Miguel.
Law,
oh,
how
man.
No, Tony's fine. You tell me Tony did some bad shit. He ain't got nothing.
He got, hey, cowboy, he the jerker. He ain't gonna never get that. He ain't gonna never.
Damn,
hey, cowboy, he said I was old, washed up, tired and everything. But he ain't beat nobody for me. So how the hell he gonna be the bad for him? He ain't beat nobody.
Okay, now that do make sense, dog. So now, really, he ain't beat nobody. So hell, he don't deserve nothing. But the jackass, for real, no washed up man.
He the jackass for keep on messing with me. He the jackass. That's all he ever done.
Now, Ball's going to come out mute. I know Ball's got to come out mute. I know Ball here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they wanted to make Jamie, they wanted to make Boot the jackass, really, but then no fun. Block did more dope shit than Boot.
He qualified, though, dog.
Block qualified, I qualified, and Boot qualified. But Block wanted, though. Block wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Crystal
right.
Block.
That's right. Went over there, made a 2-second shakedown, didn't have to do nothing, come back around there and put the money and everything and blow the intake, the scoop, the damn windshield, the dog off the damn
car.
Damn.
I can't understand. I can't understand, dog. Tony ain't got nothing.
Cowboy, I could, if I gave him anything, it would have been the jackass, cowboy.
Tony's gonna come out mute, man. Tony ain't got
hey,
nothing.
Let me ask you a question, dog. Why would you have made him the jackass?
Make who the jackass?
Why would you have made Tony the jackass?
The same way you made him the best. The same way you made him the best.
But why though?
I didn't make him that though.
Did some bad shit.
What bad shit he did? What it is?
Dog, why
what
would you?
Do?
You asking me a question. You never.
I wouldn't. That's why I didn't. I just messed with Cowboy. Because me, that's the inside joke. Me and Cowboy.
Oh, okay.
That's the inside joke.
Okay.
Me and Cowboy.
Okay. Okay.
He the jackass.
Okay.
That's me and Cowboy.
Okay.
Hey, dog. You tell me. Hey, dog. Bob did some bad shit. He ain't got nothing.
He did jackass.
The
jackass. He did jackass in the Lamont Stafford. Let me ask you a question. Didn't you try to get a man a job over there to wash ties off and he cut you out? Boy, you tried to get him a job. Didn't you try to get a man a job?
Man. Not the deal, man.
Cowboy being nice. He gonna get a man a job. He don't cuss him out.
Hey, dog, he might get a job when we beat Mario.
Yeah, you right. Oh, Cowboy, you know what we could have gave him? He could have been on there and cleaned up the horse shit. He could have went and cleaned the horse shit up.
Ball got to come
man.
Out mute in a few minutes. Now, Ball coming out mute now. He going to say, hold up, testing 1-2. Testing 1-2, can y'all hear me? Ball gonna say test 1-2. Test 1-2. Can y'all hear me? Ooh, that goddamn ball.
Can you hear him out?
You don't have to
say.
I just heard it.
He'll say, "Test 1-2, boo, boo." Test 1-2. Y'all hear me?
My mic on now.
Prime time.
A dog meet me off the show.
No, you still on the show, man. You still on the show.
Prime time.
Ben,
are you on one?
Yeah,
or what?
Boy, everybody shooting.
Jamie, Jamie.
Prime time, get up, nigga.
Cowboy.
Huh?
Pam.
What's up, Lee? Uh-oh. Lee.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Cowboy, how many hours was that from that from that racetrack to Indiana, man?
11 hours.
Wait.
Okay, how far? Okay.
11,
okay, 11 hours.
11 hours.
What you want to do?
Rainbow. Kid, leave Leon. Say what you want to do, kid.
Shit, I don't know, man. I'm debating, Leakin. Shit.
Kid, stop bullshitting, man. Come on, man.
Hey, kid, the other spot don't look too hot. It might be,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
I'm going to have these out there. You said 11 hours.
Kid, tighten them spindles. Hey, kid, tighten them spindles up and come on.
Come on, cowboy. I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, because it's 10 hours from here from Chicago, Leak.
Put them spindles on that seat belt. Tighten them motherfucker up and come on down here.
Kid. Oh, man. Hey, kid, let me know, kid.
Hey, J-Ball said he's going to get leaking. J-Ball said he's going to get leaking $500 travel money. No, the money.
That's right. He said
no,
that.
No, dog, I can't do that, dog. But cowboy, if I can't get down a radio track and I ain't taking my slicks off, what the fuck am I going to go down there and do that for? Do the same shit I did in Memphis?
Yeah, you
I
might be right.
I won't. Give
you
me
might
a
be right.
Track where it's half and half. They give you your lane and they give me my lane. That's what I want.
Yeah, you might be right now, Leon.
And that's what I want. I don't want to
get you down the motherfucker leaking.
All right, okay, stop right there. If you pay the bill, I'm coming. Fuck it.
My kid,
get me down. You pay the fee, I'm coming.
They born give you 500, shit.
No. I like for you just to step back. I ain't need you to do that. Pay the bill and I'm on my way.
You're
going to get out of there Thursday night.
Yeah.
You think about them all. You can think about them all. Dog,
I ain't thinking about shit. I ain't getting no motherfucking shit.
Yeah. Paul, I'm one of the fellas, ma. Damn. Hey, ma,
you got a little kid, ma.
I buy you a motherfucking hamburger when you get here, nigga. Shit. You better call Tate, motherfucker. There, he out there riding boats and shit.
You ain't lying,
man.
Hey, man, hold up, man. $3 borrowing money. Tate can't give him, man. Tate borrowing money, man. You see what I'm about to borrow money.
Damn.
Hey,
Tate ain't borrowing no goddamn money. Hell no.
I'm
gonna
go
over there. Man, that motherfucker stand out there on that goddamn water because he know he can't whoop nobody on land.
Lord, have mercy. Not the boat.
Oh, Lord, don't do that.
Not the unfriendly ghost.
I need to hear from you.
That sounds like a little bit of
that old bitch love keeping my name in his mouth.
That
motherfucker loud and proud right now. What you say, Tate? Golly.
I don't owe no motherfucker in the world, bitch. You remember that? And anything I need, I'll buy. I don't borrow shit, motherfucker. That's because you pawn your car and you paid it on time. Yeah.
Oh, man.
One thing about a weak motherfucker, they'll make up their eyes to try to do the dozens with you, bitch.
speak facts.
That's right.
You ain't even got your own.
All right.
Don't worry about what the fuck
I'm on.
Come on, Tate.
Come on,
I'm not even holding hands, Tate.
I ain't never said I had my own car, and I ain't make like I'm sporting every time.
Long
your ass on that boat. Long you sell that boat, you safe. Long you sell that boat, you safe. Long you sell that boat, you safe.
Them second ass dogs ain't even yours. Them second ass dogs ain't even yours, bitch. Them ain't yours either. You ain't got shit.
Lord have mercy.
Trailer home. That's a dog shelter.
Hey, just pay your bill, and stop crying because the motherfucker didn't come that weekend show you gave.
Nigga, you ain't heard me say shit about no motherfucker race, bitch. What about you?
Yeah.
And
you stay on that river, you safe, boy. As soon as you come out that rented ass boat, your ass gray.
Oh, man.
As long as you pay your rent on that boat, you safe, boy. You borrowed money to get your car fixed, you thought you was going to pay a race to get your money back, and you didn't make no money on the race, so the man took your car back.
Come on, Kate. Stupid dumb motherfucker, and that motherfucker did some dumb shit, then he'll be here. He need to be jacked.